Welcome back. Tonight, we have, in fact, a Steam, Steal, and Murder game. This one is entitled Rod from God and takes place in Season 3, the current season. The players were Joshua, Richard, Sharon, Nick, Jameis, and Marcus. We use the Ubiquity engine in this game. It's popularized by Hollow Earth Expeditions and League of Adventures, as well as a few other settings. The core system is created by Exile Game Studio. We're going back to using the Fate rules after this one, but I've had it on the shelf so long and I really wanted to give the system a try. We're also using TeamSpeak for this recording to see how the audio turns out, and for ease of recording, you may hear announcements from TeamSpeak as players drop and rejoin. Enjoy! All right, so this is a playtest session of Steam, Steal, and Murder. We are using the Ubiquity system tonight. In particular, I am using League of Adventure, which is one of the many campaign settings that use the Ubiquity system. The first system that used it was Hollow Earth Expeditions, some may be familiar with. Tonight, we are having some returning characters and some new characters. We will get to a point where we'll describe everyone. But first, this setup. You have all are coming back from an extended several-month training course outside of Metapol. You are on a ship currently. You have been on the ship for a couple of weeks now. Metapol is in sight. You should be making berth in the next few days, given weather conditions. On board, to keep everyone from being at each other's throats and from just general boredom, they offer a number of brush-up classes through the Cheka agency that is, of course, keeping track of all your paperwork and what continuing education credits that you may or may not currently have. But tonight is the end of all such courses. You're enjoying your last few days aboard this now quite stinking vessel filled with people that you're probably wanting to kill at this point. But tonight there is alcohol.
Seasickness rule? Roll, sir?
No. It's long past that. You've been at sea long enough that if you had seasickness then, you're just miserable now, and that's just how it is. Tonight, you are celebrating. The captain has released the locks on the liquor cabinets. The bar is opened. People are enjoying themselves. There are many new Cheka, new recruits, as well as some older hands aboard. Also on this ship are other passengers. This is a fairly large passenger vessel. It does hold a couple hundred people. It is one of these cruise liner varieties. This is a private party. The bar has been opened to Cheka and newly embadged investigators. So we are around a table where liquor has been flowing for several hours now. Your case director, Mr. Madison, is passed out on the table. He's also your HR director. So now all kinds of bad things can happen between one another without repercussions. He's not yet in a pool of his own vomit.
I check everybody's credentials to make sure they are who they say they are, even though we've been on here for months.
And who is checking these credentials?
Why, it would be Warren Furnant.
That's played by...
the hard-drinking freelance war correspondent. Played by me. I am me. I am Richard. Huzzah!
And whose ID do you check first?
Well, I'll check the guy I'm going to be drinking with. So I check that guy who seems to be wearing goggles.
I'm going to check Luke. Luke's not here.
Does your character not normally wear goggles?
No, not really. He's an ex-pilot. Okay. He does wear the usual bomber jacket, though, and Andrew has been flying planes a lot. This is Ronald Biggles, as played by Jameis, drunken ex-pilot, currently more drunk than anything else right now. He's been with the Cheka for quite a while. He is British, and he has quite a sad backstory, which you'll hear about in previous adventures that you'll be listening to.
All right, and who's next checked?
I check the one who's called Joshua. whose name I don't have.
You made a rod for your own back there, Richard.
Yes, I did.
The one who's called Joshua. If it's me, then I am, of course, Mortimer Partisan. Once impeccably dressed, now significantly less so. Sporting a fine pencil moustache. And always with a slightly disdaining look as if he's smelled something bad, which he's had permanently etched to his face for the past however long he's been here.
All right. And who next has their credentials?
Is Mortimer the magician?
No. Mortimer's a new character.
Okay. Oh, okay. Well, there's only one person. Well, no, there are two people. Wait, can't see. Let's check that one over there, the one who's wearing the badge which says Leon.
Hey, this is Leon Richter, played by Marcus Cope. Leon Richter is a dramatic gentleman who seems to be wearing well-worn clothes that at one point were high-class, average-looking gentlemen. But you, if you ever look closely, you notice that there's a little bit of what looks like scorch marks along the edges. Probably either maybe from something that blew up, fire, or maybe it was just something that caused caustic damage. Otherwise, he seems to hold himself as a gentleman, even though he seems to be more of a large berth around him, as everyone seems to like his look a little bit until he opens his mouth. He shows you his credentials and just nods towards you. Sir?
We quickly move on from the Germanic-looking individual, who might get pushed over the side of the boat later on because he's Germanic, and we go to possibly the only female on board because of the bad luck reputation.
Wow, I hope I'm not the only female on board. Hi, this is Sharon. I'll be playing Caitlin Marsh, who is a law clerk. And she basically works on representing some low-level legal cases on various people and managed to, unfortunately, or fortunately, run into some rather interesting folks who needed some legal representation, and so she provided it. And so now she finds herself here. She's about average height with like medium-length brown hair and is definitely dressed for the corporate world, wearing a most fashionable business suit.
Very good. And let's see exactly how well everyone is able to hold their liquor over this power drinking, not quite competition, but...
I'll just point out the two high-ranking chicken people still awake are hard-drinking people.
Yes, yes. All right, so we're going to make what's called a resistance roll now. It is twice your body stat as a dice pool. Everyone roll that. All right. It seems that everyone is holding their liquor at least passably well today. With Marcus, what was your character's name again?
Leon.
If you wouldn't mind, if everybody can go to the little gear symbol in Roll20, and you can type in your display name, type in the name of your character there, please.
And that is, you said twice your body?
Yes.
I would like to point out for everyone who cannot see this, but the name that Bert has typed in is Your God for the Night.
Of course. Okay, so no one here, apparently other than your HR director, is having any issue with the alcohol on the shelves. Your group is the last of the Cheka group that has gone through training. Some of the Cheka group were from... other ports of call. So you have separated, and this is the last group that is heading back to Metapol, which all of you call home at this point. It's been a long, grueling, somewhat boring, several few months learning these new things. So everyone is quite excited to be getting back home, possibly to loved ones, possibly just to better alcohol than is being served here. So
possibly to alcohol, which is a loved one.
Yes. Your cabins, everybody is big double bunking, so you've got bunk mates. Yes, there are six of you. So yes, you're sharing cabins, including the female folk. The captain of the vessel is actually a female, Caitlin. You are not the only woman aboard. You're only the only female Cheka aboard. There are other passengers aboard as well. You guys are not in the first-rate cabins because, you know, Cheka's all about budget. But you're in the second-rate, not so bad, certainly not in the luggage area. Speaking of luggage, all of your lethal and slightly less than lethal toys are in the storage in the lowest level of the deck. This ship has three decks. Currently, the bar section is in the... has three levels, not including the top deck. You guys are one level below, so two more levels down to the storage area. The weather hasn't been very friendly to you, tossing and turning quite a bit. This is the calmest stretch that you guys have been in for a while, thus the celebrating gives you a good chance to keep the liquor down instead of vomiting it up. At this point,
sorry, I just want to check something here. You said there are six of you. I only count five.
Oh, I'm sorry. A six is the HR director.
Ah, okay. I check his or her credentials. See if he or she is a she or a he.
It is a he. His credentials are around his neck, which is slightly strangling him. Good thing that you checked.
Well, we can't have that, can we? There we go.
Bureaucracy has saved yet another life.
After checking everyone's ID, and everyone does not seem to be any different than they were for the long, long amount of time you've been in each other's companies, the ship suddenly seems to shift violently. It almost feels like one end of the vessel has been pushed up out of the ocean, as the other end is lowered quite drastically. Everything in on where you are is flung around. Bottles of liquor go flying. There is a tremendous explosive sound that you are hearing outside through the opened portholes. It is not enough. It is not enough, however, to wake up your HR director, who is merely now on the floor with several broken bottles of liquor around him, which one he is snuggling like a pillow.
He's snuggling a broken liquor bottle?
Yes, yes he is.
Well, there you go.
That man loves his drink too much. Well, let's check that this isn't some sort of new Trekker chaining initiative. And get up on deck, everybody. Come on, we can make it and see what's going on.
The vessel continues to lurch about and seems to be thrust forward with a bit more speed than it had before, but it is rather erratic, bobbing up and down, left to right. Everything is being thrown around. Most things aboard this ship are mounted to the floor. The chairs, however, are not, so there's lots of debris still going around. So, what's going on?
Can I make my way towards the captain's, whatever the captain would be doing, the wheelhouse, whatever, I don't
sure.
know what kind of boat we're on.
Yep. Going to the command module. All right. That is what.
Yep. I'll be going as well, but I'll be taking my drink with me.
Of course.
I'll follow my seniors.
I search for a suitably bolted down table to hide under.
Okay. Yes, all the tables are bolted down, so you can grab around the spindle and hang on for dear life.
Excellent. I do that.
Okay, so you're making your way through the passages. Other passengers on board are sticking their heads out. There are some injured in the hallway that look like they got tossed around. Some head trauma. Some people bleeding. There are a few good Samaritans that are checking on these bodies. But everyone seems to be, you know, they're all asking questions. What's going on? What happened? Is that an explosion?
Are we the only Cheka on board?
You are the only checker on board, including your HR.
Okay, as we go on, don't worry, ladies and gentlemen. Look, the checker looking into this. Just go back to your rooms and stay safe.
I will start collecting names of the injured for the class action lawsuit.
All right. Some of the injured are non-responsive.
I will get them a medical attention if I can.
Okay. You look around, and there doesn't seem to be any staff here yet. Of course, it's been bare moments since this all happened. The vessel continues to be speeding forward rather erratically, with more speed than this vessel has heretofore shown before. So, Caitlin, you're staying behind, looking at the injured?
Go ahead. Yes. Does it feel like the vessel is moving of its own accord, or is it being propelled along by something else?
It feels like it's being propelled along. It does not feel like it is under control.
That is bad.
Okay. The rest of you heading out to the command module. So you're coming up onto the deck. You know, the command module is basically a box that is on the top deck. Glass all around. They've got full field of vision. You see that the captain is in there fighting for control of the vessel. He has several men also trying to help him to get it under control. The ship is listing side to side. It is taking in water that's splashing over the decks. You guys have not quite come out of the downstairs level yet, but you see that it's going to be kind of difficult to cross the open deck as all these waves are coming over the sides.
Well, nothing ventured, nothing gained. I will charge out into the slippy, watery deck sort of area and up to the top, because that's just the kind of guy I am.
All right.
I agree. With my athletics, I'll do it.
All right. Everyone who's charging across the deck, go ahead and make me an athletics pool roll.
That's strength plus athletics?
Yes, athletics is a strength-based... This is a tough roll we're looking for, so we're looking for three successes. Wow, Leon sprints across the deck.
Nope,
Warren!
I crash and burn.
Okay, so you do get one success, so you're still crossing the deck. You haven't been washed aside, but you're definitely not making that much headway. Remember, everyone does start the game with two style points if you wish to use them.
Was it point one for one?
Yeah, it is one to roll an extra die to add to the pool that you just rolled, if you wish. With one success, you are not swept overboard. It's just taking you longer to cross. You're having to hold on to things, whereas Leon, gazelle-like, is simply avoiding the waves, moving between the raindrops.
What do you mean there's a storm? It's a nice, pleasant day to go across the deck.
Both Ronald and Warren are hanging on for dear life, grabbing... rope and grabbing other things that are stationed around the deck top as you're slowly making your way to the wheelhouse.
Is that my drunken swing is out of sync with the boat swing? So
yes. You are not in sync. That is the problem. Meanwhile, back in the bar, still holding on for dear life in there? Okay, you're still having bottles smash and crash around you. The HR director is now snoring loudly, with the broken liquor bottle dangerously close to his eyeballs.
I attempt to wake him.
You sure? You're going to have to let go of that table.
I go to try and dramatically propel myself from one table to a closer one to him.
What is your athletics pool?
Pretty poor. My athletics pool is... I don't have the skill.
You don't have the skill.
No.
Oh, that is bad. That is very bad.
And athletics is tied to... is it strength or dexterity?
It is strength.
And I have a strength of one.
Oh, wow. Okay, so a strength of one and a minus is for not having a skill means that you think that if you let go of this table right now, you may never see land again.
Okay, I'm going to shout at him instead.
Wake up!
Wake up!
All right. Caitlin, D do you have any kind of skills with first aiding, with helping people that are bleeding out to the floor below you?
Not at all. Not at all. However, as I said, I'm trying to get someone who does.
All right. Calling out with your voice of authority to try and get people around you.
Yes.
Do you give me okay, so one of the things you can do that doesn't have a particular skill is called influence. It is based on your charisma.
Okay.
You double your charisma and roll that as a pool.
Okay. Can I apply persuade at all to get somebody that might be otherwise?
You may use persuade instead of influence if the pool is higher.
No, I think I'll use influence.
Okay.
Okay. Let me get here. All right.
Average. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That works. You hear from one of the passenger doors someone yell, "I'm a doctor!"
Great, great. We have some people here that are injured. Can you please help them?
Sure, if you could get this bed off me. I seem to be trapped.
Okay, I'll go and try to help him.
Yes, yes, he is stuck beneath one of the bunk style beds in the cabin. One has come loose of its moorings, and he is stuck in the corner with this bed frame and mattress covering him. He is a slight man that does not seem to be able to move it himself.
Okay.
so
I'm
going to
try.
Yes, yes, that's fine. You can sit there and help him get free. Meanwhile, Leon, you have made it to the captain, the command and control deck. Inside, you can hear them shouting at one another as they're trying desperately to hold on to the wheel as it's tugging, backwards and forwards. Looking behind you, you notice that there is the boat seems to be riding a large wave that is behind it. It seems to be high on the crest. They seem to be trying to keep it steady so that the crest of the wave does not break on top of the vessel. This is an enormous wave.
I will help them. I will be another body holding that wheel.
Okay, you burst in. Of course, the crew and commander here are well familiar that Cheka are on duty. There seems to be nowhere for you to grab onto the wheel, as there are plenty of people on there. What do you want to do to help?
Whoever's the weakest of you, move aside. I'll hold.
They're fairly burly-looking men. What's your strength?
Three.
Oh, well, that little guy on the side there looks like he hasn't had his spinach today. He gladly gives up the wheel as you take your turn at it. All right, so we're going to have you help wrestle with the will to keep the boat from being swamped by the wave. This is going to be an athletics roll. Your pool is going to be augmented by the people that are helping here. They all have athletics of at least 4. So you're going to be adding 4 more dice to the pool. However, this is a very hard task. You're looking for 5 successes.
Bert?
Yes.
So it's strength plus athletics plus an additional 4?
Yes, in your pool.
That's an 11. Can I take the average to get the 5?
Yes, you can. So with your help, you are able to keep the boat steady enough that it is not being swamped by this wave. You are still being propelled forward by the power of the wave, however, going much faster than this boat was intended to move. By this time, Mr. Ferdinand and Mr. Biggles, you have also made it to the command and control center. You see your friend inside helping to wrestle the vessel straight.
What's going on? How can we help?
Okay. As you say this, you all hear a rending metallic screech that seems to reverberate through the ship. The captain's eyes light up in a fearful expression as he says, "No, the rudder!"
Is that important?
And, Leon, you're holding on tight with the wheel with the other very muscular people here helping you. And suddenly the wheel spins in your hand. It's offering no resistance. And the boat is rocked suddenly to the left. And a large wave crashes upon the deck. Now, Everyone has made it into the command module, so no one is swept overboard. However, the boat is now listing heavily, and you can tell that you're starting to take on water. It is not quite completely on its left side, but it seems to be getting there. You guys are still kind of riding out this surf wave. It's
Captain,
looking a little desperate.
I've
got no idea.
That's why I said, Captain, what do we do? I'm looking at the female, the only female in the room.
Pray to whatever gods you hold dear and kiss your ass, Sonny!
Oh no.
Pull out a flask and start drinking.
Do remember that Mr. Diggles did bring along a bottle of whiskey. All right, below deck.
Take a style point for that.
Yes. Keep track. You've been awarded a style point, Richard. Meanwhile, below the cabin, you've just freed the doctor, who is coming out into the hallway to look at the possibly expiring patient. Blood is supposed to pump out of the chest like that, right? And inside, your HR director in the bar seems to moan out, "Vera!" as he hugs the broken, jagged liquor bottle closer to his bosom. Then the electrical lights start to flicker and go out as the vessel turns to the left, throwing many more furniture and bodies around.
Is there anything with, like, one of those emergency lighting things where I can find some sort of lantern?
You're looking around for emergency light?
Yep.
Down in here, you might, you might have a lighter on you. It's up to you. You can or can't. You don't offhand remember that there's any kind of emergency lighting down here. There are oil lamps around. You can try and find an oil lamp that maybe hasn't broken.
Okay, so
speaking
I have
a... Speaking of which, do you smell oil in the air?
Do I smell oil in the air?
You do!
Oh, jeez. Okay. If that's the case, I am going to very carefully light my lighter, find a lantern, get the lantern, go back out in the hallway, find the doctor, and have him start herding everybody up the stairs.
Okay. Sure. You're able to find some, get people together to get the remnants of their oil lanterns together, so you got some light going down here. You apparently, with that last big motion, you've lost some patients, but some are still savable. You and the doctor work to try and get them where? Above board? Or into a room?
I'm going to say right now, above board, because that's probably safer than being below decks.
All right. Sure. Eventually, as everyone is holding on for dear life and hoping that the boat isn't completely capsized, the speed starts to slow as the wave passes over and below you. And eventually you're back to, the vessel hasn't completely righted itself. It's taken on water, so it's listing heavily to one side. But you didn't go under. You're bobbing around like a cork. It seems like you have no rudder, and you've lost power. But relatively calm now, so people can rejoin where needed. Your HR director has become conscious as he looks around and says, "Oh, lovely. Someone brought me to my bunk." It is dark down there.
Not exactly.
Oh, you brought me to your bunk. You know, this is highly irregular and something you really shouldn't do with your fellow,
I think the ship may have been hit by something. You may want to go to the first aid cabinet.
Where are we? I can't see a bleeding thing.
I have no idea where the ship is, that is. Where we are still in the mess where you fell asleep.
Well, here, I've got a lighter. The smell of alcohol is
User
heavy.
Your channel
in the
is recording.
No. Don't do that.
Huh? But we can't see.
Yes, but if you have a smell, then you will probably smell that not only are you completely soaked with alcohol, but so is the rest of the room.
Oh, that's not my breath. Ah, Well, okay. Which ends up? I think this is the floor.
For us, it's the floor. For the ship, I don't know. But as far as we're concerned, this is the floor.
Ah, okay. So we crawl. Look, is that light coming out there? You see a little bit of flickering light as Caitlin has gotten some oil lamps going.
It could be. Hello over there.
Yes. Nick, are you with us? Say something, Nick. Nick isn't saying anything. Well, Nick has joined us on our group, but he doesn't seem to be talking. His microphone is not muted. If Nick figures things out, Nick can take over the HR director. But until then. All right, guys. So it seems to be a bit calmer now. Your ship is almost completely listed over to one side and without rudder nor electricity. What's going on?
Captain, what should we do to get this ship back in working order? Is there anything us, the Chukka, can do?
Oh, we've got to assess the damage first. We're taking on water. The first thing we need to do is pump the bilges. We got to get ourselves straightened up before we go under completely. You men, top two! She points out to the people that were helping to keep the wheel straight. Do you have any nautical experience? Experience with ships? Can you use a welding torch?
Unfortunately, I cannot. I look to the other two bosses in the room.
The pan is mightier than the welding torch.
I've been on a ship before.
So is the subpoena.
Subpoena? Says the ship's captain.
I don't think Caitlin's with us. Is she?
Well, maybe not. It's a voice on the wind.
My experience is unfortunately in alchemy. I don't think that would be very useful right now.
Well, we have to assess the damage first. And as I said, we've got to get the water out of the ship before it goes under. But there was an explosion. Did anyone see what happened?
I didn't see anything from the mess hall.
All right, with a polar all around, well, of course, all of you were below deck. You see what happened. One of the ship orderlies says that, well, there was it looked like a meteor streaking out of the sky. It came damn near to hitting the back of the boat, but it missed. It must have made a mighty wave behind us.
So what do we do? How do we get us back ship shape?
Well, as I said, we need to get the water off the ship so we don't sink. Then we need to assess the damage. You guys can maybe keep the passengers calm and just out of the way, unless any of you are, as I said, handy with a welder. Don't know yet. I'll keep you informed.
Is there like some sort of like lounge or pavilion up here?
On the top deck, no, but on the deck that you're on, yes. Yes, there is.
Okay, then I'm just going to try to get the passengers, especially the wounded passengers, into the pavilion and try to basically corral them there.
Okay. They're upset, terrified. Many of them are also bandying around the word lawsuit. You're going to have to get them to follow your orders. How are you doing this?
I am going to persuade them. It's like, I will tell them, it's like, look. I understand that you're interested in lawsuits. However, right now, the best thing that we can do is to comply with everything, and I am taking quite good notes. I do not work for the ship lines. I work for you.
You tell them who you actually work for.
No, I tell them I work for you. I tell them that I'm a lawyer.
Oh, okay. Very good. In which case, what is your pool for your persuading?
Okay, for now, persuade. That would be my diplomacy and my charisma. Plus one for having
So you're trying to use diplomacy for this. It's not really what it's for. You're trying to get them to follow your orders, not really being diplomatic about things.
Persuasion is a subset of that, as is leadership, which is...
Okay. Do you have a specialty in any of those?
I have a specialty in persuade.
Okay. Very good, then. Roll your pool. Don't forget your +1 for having the specialty.
Okay.
People are visibly upset, so this is a hard task, a difficulty of 4. What is your pool size right now?
A6,
yes. So you will need to roll.
And I think I just got it.
You just made it. A little hesitant, but when you say lawyer, and on their side, yes, they see the dollar bills dance in front of their eyes, and you are able to corral them. Meanwhile, HR Director Nick.
Yes.
You have been boozing and cruising for a while. You're on a ship where you are overseeing this new lot of Cheka that have just came back from abroad where they've undergone training missions. They are under your charge to get home safely without abusing one another, as HR directors are known to do. You, however, seem to have passed out at the drinking table.
So my job isn't just to pass out the knives and say, good luck, boys.
These are new Cheka recruits. They still have some semblance of decorum and paperwork. They're not yet jaded.
Oh.
Some of them are full recruits, only nominally, only for a few months now. But otherwise, everyone else is new. You are currently... in a glass-strewn, alcohol-fumed bar that has no lights, but just some flickering oil lamps out in the hallway. You can hear Caitlin, who is one of your charges, that seems to be talking about class-action lawsuits, and that she is a lawyer on their side as she is getting the passengers to go into a large room for their safety. Also in this room with you is, I'm sorry, what character are you again, Joshua?
I am Mortimer.
Ah, yes, Mort. So, what do you guys do?
What? Oh, I discreetly slide the knife back to where it belongs.
You might want to go to the medical cabinet, sir. You've cut your face up a little bit.
What year is it?
It's this year.
Oh. Awkward. I see you're still alive.
Yes, I am. I have survival instincts.
My character looks mildly surprised by this.
Usually they die under first signs of adversity.
I'm really bad with names, so just expect that. Recruit
Mort,
one.
Sir.
Oh, recruit one. So what's going on here, Mort?
Well, we were all having a good time, and you were sort of asleep, hugging a bottle of... never mind. But we were all relaxing, and then something strange
recruit,
went on with the ship.
What the point thing is sometimes what you don't notice. Right. Wink, nod. Do you understand what I'm saying here? You're not. If you don't pick up quickly, you might not be one of the survivors.
No, I do not know what you're talking about, sir.
Okay. Good news. So anyways, continue on.
So the ship started shaking. And then we all got thrown around, and then the others went out to find the bridge and to find out what happened.
And why are you not with them?
I stayed here to wake you up and make sure you didn't get hit by a table or something, sir.
Congratulations, I will now remember your name due to your loyalty.
Thank you, sir.
It was something that started with an M. I take another pull of my bottle.
Mort, sir.
Excellent news, Ort. All right, so what should we be doing next? This is part of your assessment.
Wait,
no,
next.
I don't do that anymore.
Oh, good.
Yeah. I've been drunk, so why don't you go ahead and lead the way?
All right, then. I'll sort of feel my way to the door.
Mm-hmm. Everything is sideways now, so it's
yeah. easier. I will try and climb up through the door. And then...
Oh, who's this lawyer who's about to sue us?
Ah, yes, you are now in the corridor as Caitlin is herding everyone into one of the ballrooms. It's a larger room for all the passengers to be in, hopefully to be safer in. So you are aware of Caitlin as being a lawyer that was recruited by the Cheka. Her field exams were moderate.
But the people are moving where I'm directing them.
Yes,
that
they
is
are.
The key point.
Yes, they are. So you guys are all met up in the corridor then. I'm going to go meanwhile upstairs. So the captain, she has asked you basically to keep tight, keep the passengers under control as best you can while she assesses what damage has been done. She notes that the power is out, as is her radio. We will be trying to restore that power after we get the water out first. First, you keep yourself from sinking, then you restore the power. That order.
Unless you need to abandon ship.
Yes. Okay, you guys are left to your devices as she is barking out orders. As the staff is collecting themselves here and there. She's doing a staff check to see who may have gone overboard, as there were, in fact, sailors above board when the large wave started pushing the ship forward. Fears that some may have been lost.
Well, let's go and make sure those passengers stay in their bunks the check away.
Nail them to their beds.
I just nod as I think. I just nod, thinking, yes, this is the most persuasive way and the right way to do things.
Warren and Biggles have already become slightly jaded and know the true way.
Oh, young Padawan, I remember when you first fainted at the sight of blood. Now you bathe in it.
All right, so is everyone getting back together, or do you want to snoop around? You're basically left to your own devices.
Head down to meet up with the others and see what they've found out. Is my real plan and
your members.
Okay, you're all together.
And no, none of the passengers, as we're going along, we're all. I mean, like, hey, stay in your cabins. Did anybody see anything? Blah blah blah.
Okay. Yes. One passenger, a single male, alone on the trip, coming back to Metapole after some business, says that he was looking out of his cabin window. He saw a bright star in the sky. That came closer and closer. He thought maybe it was a meteorite. It barely missed the vessel. It created an incredible explosion as it hit the water.
Which side of the boat? Sounds like we should go and take a look at this thing in case it's something that we need to check the identity papers off.
Yes, it would be aft. Is that correct, Nick, being a ship guy yourself? The back end of the vessel?
Back end is aft.
Yes. Aft section is where he saw
let's go
the,
to the
streaking star.
For no reason. Oh no, wait, that's the wrong way.
Alright, so what do you want
to
do?
Unless other people have something to do, I suggest, hey, let's go and check this thing out that is weird.
Well, I have this bottle that I haven't seemed to found the end of yet.
You notice that both Warren and Biggles bottle? You notice that Warren and Biggles both have their own bottles.
Oh, good Ben.
Hey, I have a flask, thank you very much.
So, you want to check aft? How do you go about that? Want to stick your head out of a porthole and look? Or do you...
No, I head to the back. See if there's anything going on at the back there. See if there's a hole on the side of the boat.
Okay.
Soaking stuff in, make our way back there.
Sure. From inside the boat, going as far back to the rear as you can, there does not seem to be any damage, but it is markedly warmer back here. And does that smell like something's burning?
Then
clearly not, because the water would have put it out.
Well, are we in the water currently?
We're on a ship, man.
The ship is on its side.
How much have you had of that? Give me back. Give me the bowl. I've had too much.
It was my only friend.
Nick, you are on a ship, a large luxury liner size. It's currently on its side. It is several days outside of Metaport in the middle of the ocean.
Oh, noes. And we smell fire?
Well, Mr. Is it Ferdinand?
Fernand.
Mr. Fernand notices that the corridors, the back section, are noticeably warmer, and you might smell a little bit of something toasty.
Oh, no.
Can we tell if the heat is up or down?
Seems to be coming from the walls in general.
Test handles before you go through doors, then. It's always a good idea.
Okay.
Not that I've been in a situation where the place has burned down or anything.
I'm
surprised they had handles on ship on planes that you were in.
You got any kind of craft or science skills?
I do.
Well, it's Mr. Fernand who's in the back corridor just now.
I thought we all went to the back. Did we not?
We all went to the back.
Oh, all right. Well, anybody that happens to have some science skills, what do you have? Or if you
physics?
Have some kind of crap. Physics will work. Go ahead and roll me a pool with your physics giving you an extra die. We're only looking for about a 3. It's tough. Is your pool average a 3?
My pool is normally 7 with the extra die at the main.
No problem. So with the average, you kind of feel around the walls where Fernand is. To you, the walls are hot. You're as far back into the ship as you can get. There's no more doors back here. It feels like there's heat. Possibly inside the walls, there's fire with the electrical system that went out. Perhaps it caused a fire within the bulkhead.
Wow.
I always thought I was going to die drunk.
Well, then we should put it out.
There's a lot of alcohol sloshing around. We could use that.
Please don't use the flammable liquid.
Well, alcohol's not typically flammable.
It's also inflammable.
Typically, inflammable means the same thing as flammable, sir.
Oh, really? Why would they say something like that?
It's because they use two different root words that mean the same thing. It's confusing. I don't like English. I prefer German for that reason. But death to three on.
You said you prefer German, did you?
Chemical fire extinguishers around?
Yes, there are the seltzer-style fire suppression units around. However, it seems that the fire is between the bulkheads, so it's actually within the walls.
They'll have access plates around somewhere.
You want to go hunt for one?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Okay. You'll locate one. It is very hot to the touch.
Strong guy, come and open this.
I need something to not burn myself first. Are there any, like, gloves or some
method? What you do is you get one of these here spray bottles and spray it down first, and that'll also cool it down, and it'll also distort the metal so it can't be opened properly. More fun that way.
I follow it. I, using my knowledge of physics, is there a better way to do this?
Well, if you're looking to protect your hands, you could probably find some oven mitts in the galley. If you're looking for tools, you're probably going to have to find a crew member or go down to the lowest level of the deck and go through their tools. Most of the ship's crew are currently trying to keep you from sinking.
So, I'm going to go to the galley and get some oven mitts. Quickly.
Sure.
What I'm thinking, because I've seen this happen, so I don't know actually if it works or not. You spray the bolts, I assume that they're bolts, and
yes,
then they'll become more fragile, and then you just knock them out with the butt of the fire extinguisher.
Alright, well,
I can try that instead, if I think that'll work.
It seems to have merit.
Okay.
You do it. Alright.
I'll do it.
Yeah, you spray it down. Sure, it does seem to cause the bolts to shrink while everything else is expanding, so you're able to knock the bolts out, and you pull the panel, clangs to the ground, and gouts of fire erupt from the inside.
I dodge it immediately.
Yes, give me a dodge roll there.
Okay, dodge is easy. Athletics plus strength. Or it's athletics also. Three.
Okay. That is enough. You have some expectation that something's about to happen, so you throw yourself to the side. So there is a blaze coming out from this access panel that you opened up. It is pouring into the room. You've got oily smoke, dark black smoke starting to build up in the room.
I immediately start using the fire extinguisher I used to knock the bolts out.
Yes, you start spraying it. And you come to the end of your extinguisher before you come to the end of fire. It seems to have you're thinking because of the oily black smoke it's making, it has a lot of food in there that the fire is feasting off an oil line, perhaps. So it's you're just not able to snuff it.
Hurrah! Oil line! Grenade quickly! Help! Ideas!
Don't you explode when an oil pipe is leaking and need a fire thing? Don't you explode the fire thing?
Can we just cut the fuel line further down?
The problem is, I'm an HR manager. I shut the hell up.
All good ideas.
I've done what I've seen other people do in the Army, in the Air Force.
They call for the mechanics that know this kind of crap.
We need to get the crewman's attention, because this will sink the ship as well.
Well, there's a comm system on this ship, right?
Oh, if only the electrical power system worked.
Well, depends. Depends how it works. I mean, is it one of those? It's not a blow down the tube thing. That we're more advanced than that.
Take a look around, find out.
Yeah.
Yes, they have both. They have a newfangled electronic speaker system, but they also have the old style speaking tubes.
Also, sorry, what's knocked out the electronics? What has happened to the electronics?
Yep.
It's just out. We don't know.
Don't know why.
To take out something on broadcast power, that means the generator's down.
But you do find backup speaking pipes.
Blow down them. Hey, person who's on the end of this tube, wherever I've blown down. Here's the situation.
Right. We'll get a fire team up there. Yep. A few moments later, a couple of crew members do come in with a long hose, and they use this and start hosing down the inside of the wall that you have exposed. It takes them a bit, but they are able to pump enough seawater to basically drown it all out. And you do find that the water as it's coming out is also very heavily laden with different chemicals, with oil that kind of beads on the surface and kind of a pinkish fluid as well. Hydraulics, you're thinking. They report.
No, I'm not.
They tell you Captain has pumps going. We'll be able to right the vessel soon enough. But we've got no power so far. The power plant was heavily destroyed. We got no rudder. We're gonna have to try and get something together to contact help. Anyone here good at radios? Repairs? No? No? Anyone? Anyone?
I know alchemy. If it uses any of that stuff.
Well, if we wanted to make bargains with the devil, you're the first we'll come to, sir. He smiles, not convincingly.
This is a completely normal reaction, of course.
Yes, so they go to other areas. They're pulling out other access hatches, and they're pumping more seawater through to stop the blaze. Meanwhile, Caitlin, are you with the group? Are you staying with all of the passengers that you've gotten?
If the passengers look like they're settled down, then I'm going to go and find the rest of the group to find out what's going on.
Yes, you're with them then. The passengers have settled down with promises of lawsuits in their future with big money payouts.
Maybe one of the passengers knows how to...
Yeah, I'm going to ask Caitlin, do you know what they're on and how they may, which we can then call on to help us assist in the aiding of the ship?
Okay, I've been taking names and stuff. Have people listed their occupations?
Sure, since you said you were taking names and being very thorough. You've got a couple of boiler mechanics. You have a doctor, a bunch of businessmen, some housewives, a couple of minor league politicians. The boiler makers are probably the best bets you have at anyone that can do that kind of work. Doesn't appear that anyone seems to be a radio technician or specializing in electronics, however.
Okay.
Do any of them have phones or anything else that we might use as well?
Other than the quantum phones, really, you don't have portable phones at that kind of range yet.
Do we have...
you guys don't have quantum phones, no.
So would the Boilermakers be useful?
Potentially. To get power back, they might be.
Okay, then I'm going to go back up and respectfully request that they follow me down to...
Ma'am, we got union guidelines here.
Union guidelines don't do anything if you're at the bottom of the sea, do they?
We the chicken. You will do as we say.
Oh, you're the guys that are on TV, right? I suppose we can do some work off the books.
Yeah, let's put it this way. It's for the greater good, and this thing is going to sink.
What's the greater good pay per hour?
Life.
I'm standing behind here looking very intimidating with my chicken paycheck. You want to try this on us? Really?
Collect a paycheck another day? We hit something. This ship is going to go down. We really need your help.
I will go ahead and offer them the grand deslarge of a week's wage for their help.
Billable hours.
All right, you got it from the horse's mouth there. So, come on, guys, let's go.
Billable hours.
Billable hours. You're the one that's gullible. They're the ones that are doing the billing.
Billable hours.
Oh, we got to get our tools out of the hold. Company us down there. Get some of this crew to get it for us, and show us to the plant.
Okay.
You're able to arrange that. Sure, some crew members are able to get them some tools. Apparently, their boiler makers went over the edge, except for the one who got crushed by the boiler room when it exploded.
That's really unfortunate.
As did their doctor and radio technician.
That's super unfortunate.
Well, we got the radio technician's body, at least most of it. We're not sure about the other guys. I think they probably went overboard. But look, here's his hand. I think it's a hand. Is that a foot? It's hard to tell. Anyway, it's a
I look
mess.
At the alchemy guy. Is that enough?
Regrow him! It's a mess. It looks like the boiler, its seals ruptured. The actual part that holds the water and the steam comes out of is ripped out of its moorings. But the guys look cautiously optimistic, given some time. It looks like they carry some spare parts aboard. You can fortify them with some beer or some other spirits. They'll give it the good old Metapole try.
I will nationalize
the work goes better with some lubrication, you know.
Yeah, I am actually going to nationalize the bar and the contents of it in the support of the greater good, and bring them up some booze.
All right, lots of the booze bottles were broken, but enough survived. And the beer kegs are fine. Okay, so...
Nudge Pickles and say, we gotta remember that trick.
they start in on work. They're going to have to reset the boiler, get everything reconnected. Once they get the boiler going and they get a full head of steam, they'll have to see how everything else works. They can get the boiler going, but they don't know if there's any further damage down the line, what they can do about that. But they'll at least get your boiler working. All right, the captain, she calls a meeting once she has her damage assessments on her clipboard to figure out what's going on. She asks you, first of all, well, what's the dispensation of the of our passengers? Did you take head counts? How many did we lose? Here's the manifest. I see that you've kept notes there, Miss Caitlin. She hands you over the manifest of who should be aboard.
Okay, how many did we lose?
According to the manifest, you got 4 more people than you should have.
Really? Uh-huh. 4 more people. Do any names that jump out?
Yeah. Well, I know it's a long trip, but has it been more than 9 months?
No one's actually gone to look out the back of the ship yet, Nick. What you find is you have 4 names on your list that don't appear on the passenger manifest. Yeah, you do have a couple of people that have died, yeah, so you mark the names off the manifest. But since no passenger was above board when the wave struck, no passengers were lost to the sea. But you've got 4 extra people here.
Huh. All right. I mark off those names, and I go to my superior in the Cheka and report this to them. Who is my superior in the Cheka?
Well, technically, the HR director holds the highest rank, but he's not field certified. So, it could be Warren. It could be Mr. Biggles. Who are the senior field certified agents.
Okay, I'm going to go to Warren. Warren?
Good choice. Yes. What do you need?
I was just collecting a list of passengers' names, and we have 4 people that show up on my list that don't show up on the passenger manifest.
Do you know who they are? I mean, could you identify them by sight?
I don't.
You had a lot of passengers that you talked to. There are 4 men. At least the names are men's names.
The names are, they're men's names. I don't think I can identify them by sight. But they're not supposed to be here, as far as I can tell.
All right, what are the names? Just out of interest. I mean, are they're not all Germanic sounding or something like that. Are they all typical, ordinary names?
Alex Blair, Wilbur Wieland, and Hunter Morgane.
And who's the 4th?
Dominic Cardia. According to your notes, they all have Metapol addresses. Actually, give me a... This is called a reason roll. It's basically twice your intelligence, just your intelligence, and roll that as a pool. Or, if your pool is greater than 3, you can just take the average.
Okay, I'm just going to take the average, because twice my intelligence would give me a pool of 10.
Okay, now that you're looking at this, being a native of Metapol, you're fairly certain that there is no such apartment in District 4. And they all list that apartment building as being their address. Now that you're thinking about it, that apartment building isn't in District 4, but that's what they said. District 4.
Huh. Okay. I will, in fact, blah that. And it's like, I'm pretty sure this building doesn't exist.
Oh, it exists, just not in District 4.
And what district does it exist in?
District 2.
Good work.
Okay. Huh.
Otherwise, the captain tells you, well, We've no power. I understand you found a couple of boiler makers that can, well, at least get up our steam engine working. From there, I do have some apprentice electricians that might be able to get us power. Our radio is dashed to bits, but in storage, we do have a backup radio. And I've got crew members working on digging that out now. Of course, with the ship is starting to kind of come back to center as they're pumping all the ocean out of it. It's starting to right itself a bit, but we are not completely upright yet.
Has anyone looked at the damage at the back of the boat?
Why, no? No one has.
I think we should get someone on the top to look at that.
Are you speaking to the captain?
Yes.
Okay.
And to the two senior field agents. I kind of do the.
Well, are we all in the same place or not? Because,
You are in the bridge. Everyone is together.
All right. Well, it looks like we might have to divide our forces then. Some to take a look to at these four people who have mysteriously appeared on board. Which is odd. I would have thought they would have got on at the other place because I don't think they could have jumped. Well, I don't know what that happened to them. Anyway, and some people to look at the damage at the back of the ship.
The captain tells you that, I would prefer that you wait until the ship is completely righted as to get a good view of the back of the ship. You will have to take a rope over the end because the structure of the ship, the back end overhangs most of the aft end of the ship, so you're going to have to actually dangle off a rope off the back end to get a good look at what you can see.
Oh, so it's just like rappelling back when we did during training, right?
Glad you volunteered for that, son.
Of course. I'm always willing to do my part for the Cheka. I'm just waiting until we get to kill 3R goons. And to blow up some tape.
Says the German person.
Oh,
there are a lot of
Germans. Checked yours.
There are a lot of Germans that fled Germany.
As he looks at me suspiciously, based off earlier, I had in my identification.
You go, Warren, your identification. So, yeah, Warren, do you want to go check out the identity papers of those guys?
Well, what do we have the list of their jobs, etc.? What do they do here? Basically, I'm looking for a reason to, hey, we're calling out all these people and getting some of these people in the same set so that we can, like, we're not singling you out, but secretly we're singling you out. Sort of.
Caitlin's notes indicate that these four all said that they were returning businessmen. Nothing more. Just returning businessmen. Coming back to Metapol, which they call home.
And they all live in District 4. Can anybody think of a reason to...
No, they all...
Somehow?
No, they all live in District 2. They just say that their building is in District 4. So that's really...
They
right.
say they live I'm in a building. They say they pick District 4. They may not live in there at all.
Right, yes.
The more clear thing is to set someone to go around and reconfirm some of the details of these people and then work out who is, in fact, is who.
All right, then I can go around and just make sure that I can verify some details for the class action lawsuit that I'm sure everyone wants to bring.
All right, so you're trying to run across these four again by checking off your names?
Yes.
Okay.
We're not gonna send, now that we know there's something funky with the thing, we're not gonna send people off on their own. I would like people to go off in at least teams of two, if not three.
Okay. Who's going to go with me then?
I am happy to go with you. I am happy to go with you.
Right, so you two will go down, and I guess the idea is to find your foreman without arousing suspicion?
I'm going to call off a bunch of names and intersperse maybe about an extra 10 or 15 names, and those four will be included, and just say that I need to just confirm your address to make sure that everything is proper in the documentation that I intend to file the minute we get back to port.
All right. Between you two, who has the better diplomacy skill?
I don't have that at all. I only have interview.
Okay,
I have empathy.
Okay.
I do not have empathy, but I have diplomacy.
Okay, so you will be the primary. And then, Richard, does your character have a pool score of at least 4 in one of those skills that you rattled off?
Both of them, in fact. So, yeah.
Okay. Here's how this works. You're giving a complementary skill to her base skill, so it will give her a +2 to her pool. What does that make your pool size, or the +2?
That makes my pool size an 8.
An 8. Okay, so you will need to roll that pool. The difficulty in this is a 5 to stop them arousing suspicion. So roll your pool with those additional die.
Okay.
And basically, Richard, your character's going around with your... which skill did you want to lend? Interview? That would be a good one, but certainly not tied to that one.
I don't know. I think I'd rather get a read on how they're reacting to all of this, so empathy.
Great. Okay. Then, yes, you're kind of standing behind her, murmuring, this person is a little twitchy, this person is acting, you know, so okay. So you're basically being backup, ready to pounce if needed. You have 3 successes. You are 2 successes shy. Now, what this means is you can simply fail, in which case what you're trying to do is keep people from being suspicious, keep your 4 people from potentially running or hiding. I assume that's what you're trying to do. And also find them. Okay, so you can fail, in which case they are alerted to your ruse. Or... Okay. You can use some of your style points to roll additional die. 1 style point is 1 additional die you can roll. Now, Richard, since your character is helping, you may also spend style points on her behalf, which would give her more dice to roll.
Huzzah!
Okay, but you said I needed 5 successes?
Yes, and you have 3 currently.
Right, and I believe I have 2 style points.
Yes,
so I can
start with 2.
So I can blow them all right here and hopefully not arouse suspicion, or I could just arouse the suspicion.
Yes.
And let the chips fall where they may.
Yes. And you may, if you wish, to spend your 2 first, and if you don't get it, then Richard can still spend his if he wishes.
Okay.
Oh, look at that. Someone is suspiciously sneezing.
Excuse me.
Yeah, I guess I'll spend my... No, if I spend my... I'll spend my style dice, and that'll give me an extra 2 dice to roll.
Yes, you will roll just 2 more dice and see if you get...
Sorry, do we have to do it all at once? Can you do it 1 at a time? Or...
Yes, you can. But she's sitting at a 3 now. At minimum, she has to roll 2 more dice to get
right,
the successes.
Right, I mean, there's no point in throwing good after bad. So spend
yes.
a point, see if you get a success. If you do, then... spend another 1 and see if you get another success. If you don't get a success, that's still a minimum of 2 more.
Yep, I mean, you are correct. You can do it that way.
Okay, so I'm going to spend 1 style die right now.
Sure.
And, okay,
okay
so now
you're
I'm
at 4 successes.
I'm at 4 successes.
I'll throw in my 1 now. I'll throw in 1 of mine now, because why not?
You're both down 1 style dice. Go
so
ahead
who rolls it?
She does.
Oh, I roll
Izzy?
Roll
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He is lending his help to you, which lends his style dice to you.
I didn't get it.
So we're still sitting at 4.
And I will spend my next style dice.
Okay. 5. Okay. Yes, it all seems above board. You're taking particular information for the lawsuit that is pending. Warren, you are looking for any tells here and there. No one seems to be aroused, you're not arousing suspicion, no one seems to be overtly cautious. People are still, you know, freaking out a little bit. Things seem to be calmer now. The rooms aren't got all the smoke going around, and the boat's starting to right itself, so things are better. And I do believe you said that you opened up the bar so alcohol came down here too?
Yes, I did.
Okay. So, there you go. No suspicion roused. However, your 4 people are not here. You have gone through the ship's manifest. You have gone through your manifest. These four men, no longer here.
Ooh, I might find them with my idea then.
Okay. What is your idea? Let us cutscene.
I am going to take at least Leon and maybe Mort with me. I'm going to go down and get all our gear, guns, and he probably wants a sword and stuff. And also look through the equipment down here that other people have and see if they've got guns stashed away, which they shouldn't have. Nick, nick, nick. As in steel, not as in our nick.
Give yourself a style point. And everyone he wants to grab, you do go with him.
Excellent.
Yes.
While he gets his arms up with his weapons, I shall grab my clipboard.
Okay. Yes, your clipboard is down here as well. Who else? I'm sorry, who else did you take? Biggles? You took Mort, and who else?
And Leon. I need extra people to help carry stuff, if nothing else. So
Leon, okay. What, okay. Stuff. What is the HR director?
I'm waiting until the vote rides so I can go immediately. Jump off the back of the ship with a rope. That's okay. Like
awesome. Nope, you're coming. Well, until that happens, you're coming with me, and we're going to go down and get some stuff from down there. The HR guy can do what he wants.
What is the HR guy doing?
Oh, no.
Can't hear
you, Nick.
I think
he entered a bubble.
Aha! Hello?
Yes, now we can hear you.
Okay. I look around at the mysterious abandonment of myself to my fate, and, I shrug my shoulders and I start going aft.
I was going to see, under all the alcohol you've been drinking, you know, the ship's captain, you know, in the right light, she's kind of cute. Definitely something the HR guy will be thinking.
Yes, I will consider this, and I'm going to go ahead and plant a seed for future happenings, maybe, and say... My dear, I am headed to the back to see whatever mysterious thing has hit us. If I don't return,
we'll send your things on?
Please do!
Right.
I heroically stride out of the room.
If I'm not back in half an hour, avenge my death.
Yes. Yes, so those of you going downstairs. It's rough. I mean, you're still not completely righted. So getting down the stairs through the corridors is kind of a mess, but you're able to do it easily enough. You are now in the hold. Everything is strapped down fairly securely, although some things did get moved around, did break their straps. So there's kind of a mess down here. It looks like despite the no pets policy, someone tried to sneak aboard a schnauzer who is dead, crushed beneath the crate, his little head and legs sticking out from either side, guts everywhere. Outside of the poor deceased dog, you quickly see your crates that are labeled Cheka in big yellow print, noticing that the one holding your firearms has been opened.
I'm going to go strap my sword because...
Your sword is still there.
Yep, grab my sword.
Your guns, however, are not.
I don't carry a gun. What about my explosives equipment?
It's all there.
Oh, good. That's very
Some of
good.
Us carry guns. Well, that's not at all suspicious.
Some of you are licensed to carry guns now, more particularly.
I see nothing else, the stun pistols and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. You might want to report the missing weapon covertly so that we don't make it aware to everyone that we know the weapons are missing.
First things first, take a look through the hole to see what other people have, if they should have or not.
Okay, there are a lot of crates and boxes and luggage down here. You can do that, but it will take some time.
I am going to attempt to look through for anything that... basically try and pin down the most important things, the most likely things. I have both experience as a bureaucrat and as someone who has done many expeditions and therefore raided tombs and such.
So, Mortz, you and Biggles, since you are trying to find out what confiscated or what contraband might be down here, we're going to do an extended test of your perception. Your perception is your intelligence and your willpower as a pool.
Can I also assist?
Damn it.
Am I assisting them or not? Or is this going to happen while the ship gets flattened out, and I'm going to have to leave in a minute.
Keep an eye out, and if you can raise... actually, just keep an eye out for the moment.
So
if they've been around,
we need someone to keep an eye out for anyone who will interrupt us.
Whose pool is larger between the two of you, of intelligence and will?
I have six. Four.
He's
okay. You will be rolling. Mort, you will be rolling. You will take a plus two for Biggles helping.
All right.
We're looking for 10 successes. Each time you roll your pool will be 1 hour spent. Okay?
So I will take at least 2 hours in this.
Yeah. Well, at least you blow star points.
Yep.
Like, if we get all ones, which I feel unlikely, then you might want to blow some star points.
Yeah, if we do get all ones. Let's see! No, we don't!
Okay, so 1 hour, you're still looking around. You notice with some of the damaged suitcases and some of the damaged boxes broke through their strapping, it makes it a little hard to find if anything has been opened prior to the damage. But you continue on. So 1 hour. Let's go back above board. The boat rights itself. And so, Marcus, your character is, again, who's Alexander?
Leon Richter.
Leon, okay. Leon, the boat rights itself. They do manage to give you some of their maintenance gear, which is essentially a harness, a well-woven thick cord with clamps on one end. This is what they use to check the side of boats for damage while they're at sea. So they give you this harness to use. You'll have two stout sailors up here, not only with your harness clipped to the ship, but they will also be here to help you to pull you back if needed.
Okay. Time to practice. I remember I've been training rappelling. It was a lot of fun. And it's better than the other recruits, probably.
What is your athletics pool?
It's a 7.
You're fine. You rappel down the side. The first thing you notice is the back end of the vessel is crumpled as if an extreme amount of force had been pushed into it suddenly. There are blast marks. Did you take any demolitions at all?
Oh, yes. I have demolitions 3. It's a pull of 8.
Pull of 8. No problem. Yeah, this was an explosion. Outside of the vessel, there's a bit of debris embedded into the vessel. It looks like it's metal of some kind.
Can I get some of it like in one of my pouches, you know, a little bit of like a bag or something, and so that I can test it later with alchemy?
Yes. You pull slivers of this metal out of the hull. You can brush off some of the blast markings as well. There's a fine layer of, it's not soot, it's shimmers a little bit in the light. It might be fine metal dust.
Get a little bit of sample of that too. Can I see the rudder? Is it completely destroyed?
Or you cannot see the rudder as it's below waterline.
Ah, okay. But does it look like the damage continued to below waterline, or is it mostly above?
It continues down, so some of it seems to have happened below waterline as well. But it's hard to tell unless you dove under for some strange reason.
Yeah, I'd rather not go wet in the stuff I'm carrying. It's going to get me water. Actually, no, I'm impulsive. Let's go underwater. Say, I yell up, hey, I'm going to go underwater a little bit to take a quick peek. Do I need to worry?
We'd rather you didn't, but if you want to, we gotta give you some more rope here. This isn't long enough. Hold on.
Okay, I'll come up and more rope.
No, it's alright. Just hang on. We got it.
I got a hand hold just in case the rope goes loose.
Oh, you wanna get a secondary rope?
Yeah.
What they do is they bring a winch out that's got some more rope on it. They hook your harness to that and they can lower you, and they'll get a second one up here so you can have a second safety line just to hold on to. So you're harnessed in with one and you can hold on to the other. Someone throws you a snorkel mask.
Thanks! Perfect! I take a peek underneath.
Okay. Your athletics pool is high enough that you're able to do this even with the currents around you buffeting you. You take a good look below the waterline. Looks like the explosion does not go much further past the waterline. It could be that this was riding higher on the water when the explosion happened, so what little is below the waterline could have been exposed above the waterline earlier.
Does it look like the rudder's intact and was probably just we lost the hydraulic fluid like we saw earlier?
The rudder is sheared off completely. It's gone. No rudder left.
Oh, crap. Well, I'm going to have to report that. I do the couple of tugs. I take a quick peek to see if I spot anything else out of the ordinary. Otherwise, I do a couple of tugs to get me up.
Okay, and they winch you up. Meanwhile, so that was happening during that hour. What is Caitlin and Fernand? So you've noticed that your four people aren't here anymore.
Okay. I'll call their names out again and mention that, well, if I can't find you, then I can include you in the paperwork and ask if anyone has seen these people.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Oh, I thought someone was saying something. A couple, middle-aged couple, speak up saying, "Ah, yeah, those four guys left saying that they went to look for some food. We're gonna get a little hungry in here. Alcohol's all well and good, but it's been a while since anyone's eaten."
Oh, okay. Why didn't you say something?
There was no one here to say anything to.
I'm sorry. I'll see if the crew can get you some, rustle you up some food.
Hey, does that, for the lawsuit, does that, you know, does that count as cruel and unusual punishment?
It really could. I'll make a show of writing that down.
All right. They tell you they left maybe half an hour ago. Well, half an hour before you guys got down here.
Did you see which direction they went in?
Well, they said they were going to the galley.
Okay. All right, then, I guess I'm gonna head off in the direction of the galley.
Okay.
And I will be... Do we know where the others went off to?
Yeah, everyone told you where they were going.
All right, well, wait a moment there, Caitlin. We'll use the whistly communication-y blowy device and hope that they answer at the other end. And say, hey, they're all missing. Be on the lookouts.
Okay. Let's try
you guys
that.
Hear Warren's voice coming across the tinny pipe on the wall.
Us down here?
Well, it's a pipe to them in particular, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Is that us in the hold hear that?
Yeah. Everyone down there in the hold hears it.
Then I immediately look behind me.
Look, it's Biggles. Right behind you.
I go over and answer the call, and we'll explain what we're doing, and that, well, they'll explain what they're doing, we'll explain what we're doing, blah, and that the guns have been taken, we're going to see if there's anything else down here of use to us.
Somebody should check with the crew to see if they've brought guns in case of emergencies. And I don't know. I guess we're going to head to the galley and see what's going on there. I don't expect they've turned up there, but you never can tell. Perhaps there's a chef on board who's secretly a trained martial artist instead. That would be suspiciously convenient.
Who's Casey goddamn Rybick?
I even know his name. Excellent.
All right. So down in the hold, go ahead and give me another roll for the next hour as you plug along.
All right.
Three more successes. You got six out of your 10.
He hasn't rolled on this. It hasn't come through for me. It's the old roll.
Josh, are you there?
Yes, I'm just... Then eight... I'm still getting the plus two, aren't I?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. Biggles is still helping. Seven. Okay, take another hour. You're basically sorting through. This stuff came free, and you're trying to find stuff that may have been opened beforehand. You know, anything that looks like it's carrying... Anything that shouldn't be down here. Right, so another hour.
Okay.
Meanwhile,
HR. Don't, know if spending a spell point is really going to be worth it to another trying another three. Take another hour, basically. And
yeah.
Whatever happens the next hour, we'll spend spell points to make
it. This is the most useful I can be.
All right, HR guy, what are you doing? Leon has come back. He explains that there was some kind of off-board explosion. He's got samples of some metal.
Oh, I figured I was already going to the after the vessel because I want to see perhaps the wreckage of whatever smashed into us. I'm assuming that it might have come something apparently may have hit us, and there might be signs in the water in the after the vessel.
Did I see anything while I was underwater?
No, but remember the vessel was propelled fast and ahead of where the explosion was. So that patch of water...
Due to the wave.
Yeah.
I make sure to blow that to hit what I saw, and also the distance.
Well, I don't know. I was asleep for this, but if we got to the aft, could we possibly look and see if maybe there is signs out there?
Oh, yeah, looking back.
Or would you have seen them, Leon?
Leon, you really don't know which direction the boat came from because all you're seeing is a vast expanse of sea around you. There's not really any point of reference.
I say that. We'll have to ask a sailor or the captain to see if they know. Also, I kind of lean in. We're missing some guns from our stock. Someone stole some of our guns on the board.
Oh, well. Well, maybe they're an agent of a friendly power. I look unconvinced of this.
We should have probably checked with the captain since we can ask her anyway, see if she has any weapons aboard the ship that we can use to arm the rest of our people. I already have my weapon. I tap my... After a change of clothes to dry clothes, I make sure to grab my sword I did not take with me into the water.
What, no salt water on the sword? Okay, good enough.
It's an heirloom. All
right, Nick, anything else? You want to go check on those things?
Sure, and see if we couldn't get to the highest point of the ship so that we could possibly take a look around and see if there's something, I don't know, in the water or light or blah, 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 blah.
Okay, got you. Yes, the captain does have a locked cabinet of armaments just in case of pirates, which she is willing to dole out for those of you that actually know how to use guns. Variety. As far as High Point, they don't have a crow's nest so much, but they do have the top of the command and control center. It does have a hatch, which is the highest point of the ship. You could go up there and take a look.
Does the captain happen to know which direction we came from?
Would that not be like
her navigation skills are good? Normally, she's taking some. Got her going old school, grabs the astrolabe and looks at the stars, looks at her charts. She has a passingly good idea of where she is, but the boat did get turned and twisted around a bit, and she moved at a unknown velocity there for a while, so she narrows it down. Can't be sure.
Well, young Leon, let us distribute our arms and take a look and see maybe the possibility of seeing what catastrophe has befallen us.
How does that work? You can figure out one of the two. Latitude or longitude can be figured out by astral positioning, but the other one has to be figured out by speed, I think is how it works.
Longitude is speed.
Okay, yep. And so she has an unknown quantity for that. She doesn't know how fast the vessel was going during that period.
Yeah, that's, latitude. If something's burning, we're going to see it. Given it's dark, that's basically, we're just going to have to look and see.
It is night, so what you'll find is if anything is burning, certainly you'll see some light out in the ocean, but otherwise, not much.
Does anyone have night vision goggles here?
No. There are spyglasses aplenty that you could grab.
But nothing that will allow me to see in the dark. All right, whatever. Just take a quick peek. If you didn't see anything burning, then this is probably not worth the effort. So let's distribute our weaponry and blah, 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 blah.
Well, he had one field of vision only, you know, because the great deal of the vision was blocked by the ship.
Take a look. See.
Off in the distance, very good a distance away, you see that it's not so much, there's a fading light about the ocean.
Almost like it's red hot as it fell from the sky.
Except it has kind of a greenish glow.
That's not good. Eon, you know things. What makes a green glow? Oh, it's the devil. Oh, well, that's regretful. Well, Leon, I think we know how we get out of here.
All right.
By the way, I make sure, since I remembered also, I told the captain that the rudder had completely sheared off, so...
Right, of course. Yeah, well, we're not going to be going anywhere anytime soon, at least without any kind of direction. We can get the engines running, we can sort of limp around, but without that rudder, we can't really set our destination. We'll have to get the radios working and call for help. Hope we can get a friendly out there.
Yep, Papa, I'd like to take our Shelby now go to arming our comrade.
Whoa, what makes a green tinted glow? Do you know?
I think of my alchemy. It's my craft alchemy. Do I know of anything that would give off the green glow? Or my science physics?
You can think of a few things that can cause it, but not anything offhand that would cause this big of an explosion.
Okay, question, Bert. I know I, the player, am, but would my character be aware of T-rays and stuff like that?
Most certainly, yes, because you've gone through the checker courses, so yes, you would be familiar.
In our equipment, did we bring a T-ray detector?
Of course! They go everywhere!
Well, here's the question. Do I happen to have one on me?
No. That would have been in your gear downstairs.
Sir, I think we should grab one of the T-ray detectors just to be safe so that we don't have an outbreak.
Sure, that's fine.
All right, okay. Downstairs. So your average pool will get you the last successes that you need. So these are the things that you find. One. There is a heavy industrial case used to protect fragile electronics that was opened and removed prior to the destruction. You don't see any marks where it strained against straps, for instance. The lid was opened and not jarred open by force, and whatever was in it is not here now. So it could be a piece of machinery. It's got some. It's got like packing straw. It kind of left an impression behind, so it's something that's rectangular shaped, about a foot by a foot and a half, and maybe a foot tall. You also find the backup radio down here with some spare parts.
Ooh. I'm sure that thing wasn't at all some kind of beacon that the thing homed in on. Not at all.
Okay, Caitlin and Fernand going to the kitchen, looking around. It is a mess in here. You can see that some things have been moved aside, but you also know that Leon had come through looking for some oven mitts earlier. So maybe he did that, but it seems to be deserted otherwise.
Looks like they definitely lied and didn't come this way.
Okay, that happens. People lie. Okay. What else is in the general direction of the kitchen?
Well, there is the stairs down to the second level, the one between the first and storage area that the rest of the team is in. You got one more level in between you. There's stairs there going to it. While you're in the kitchen, there are various implements of bludgeoning, including frying pans and knives about, if one wanted to arm themselves.
I will probably go for a frying pan, but yes, definitely head downstairs and look for our missing passengers.
Well, I think we know where they went. I mean, they went and got the guns from the hold. You did tell us that they'd taken guns, right?
Yep.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I mean, searching it floor by floor is something we should be doing, yeah, but I don't think we're necessarily going to find them in the direction of the galley, sort of thing.
Okay, so what do you suggest?
Huh. Well, they've got the guns. They must want the guns for a reason. I don't know why they're on here. I mean, who or what are they targeting on this boat? Or is it a ship? I forget. One or the other. Is there anybody in particular on the list of people that you got who was a high-profile person who might have been a target for this? Anything like that?
No one was particularly prominent. There were some low-level politicians, but nobody that was particularly important. This low-level functionaries. You guys are probably the most prominent crew aboard. Or passengers aboard.
Okay. Anybody that's been in the news recently for any sort of scandal or anything shady or high profile?
Good thoughts, but not that, no. None of the names that are on this list that you can remember from any tabloids. Of course, people could be lying. I mean, you never actually checked ID. Not that everyone carries ID. By where this boat has come from, they might have passports, possibly.
Hang on. Sorry? Say that again?
So, some of them may have been carrying their passports with them. May not, though, because most of it could be in the cargo.
Right, okay. I thought you were saying, nobody has their passports on this boat, which is left one place and is going into Metapol when we're at war.
Oh, no. So from where the boat sailed from, everyone would have to have had passports, but not everyone carries them on their person. I mean, they're aboard the boat. They've already been checked to get aboard. Many of them kept it with their luggage. So you checked what you could check, but not everyone had their passports.
Huh. Okay.
The only way I can think of doing this is to search the whole boat.
Yeah.
Or ship.
Do we want to get together? Sound the conch? Robert's yeah. When Mort and I come up, it would be a good time for us to get together and put
chat. Yeah, we might as well get together because I can't think of anything else other than to, like, basically search everything from top to bottom, which we don't have time for, really.
And arm you guys so you actually have the weapon you prefer.
I just thought of an idea. I mean, it's not great, but the abandoned ship thing would get them to come out. Because, I mean, if we say, hey, we're abandoning ship, they're going to have to get off the ship.
So we get there and we blah what we found.
Just out of curiosity, about how many passengers are on this ship?
According to your lists, other than yourselves, 65 other passengers.
Okay, that's not too unmanageable.
Mr. All HR right. Guy, in your roost up top, looking around, that green glow is following you.
Oh, this has become an awkward situation at which I should contact someone who knows how to stab people. Leon.
Yes, sir.
That green glow apparently needs some stabbing.
Sir, I don't think it can stab. We have no way to get... Two things, sir. I don't think we have any way to get over there. And two, I'm not sure if we can stab it. I still want to test the metal we have here as well to see what it is, that we might have an idea. And we also need to check for T-rays.
I mean, we should probably... be doing that. But the green glow, it is getting closer.
Then
disturbing.
Then we should make sure we're armed, sir.
Apparently you think you have a contradictory thought, but nonetheless, T-Rays!
You all may be armed with either a handgun or a rifle of your choice. They have enough armaments to go around for that.
Still, excellent. If that thing was a beacon, we have only had somewhere to take radio waves. By the way, I've got this backup radio. We should give it to the captain.
Just out of curiosity, if you actually aren't very proficient in firearms, what is your penalty to use one?
If you don't have a skill at all, you're -2 to your pool.
Okay, and firearms is based on your dexterity?
Dex, yes.
Right.
I will not be taking a gun.
Neither will I.
I have my sword, not a gun.
I'm just not.
The captain says, "Yes, it's a smart person to know their limitations. Let's not arm the people that don't know how to shoot."
They're exactly the sort of people you should arm. That makes for the best stories.
I would have to use chance dice to even have a chance of hitting something with a one.
You can always beg for dice.
I'd rather just use a sword.
Enough of this meta tool.
Yeah,
but
aren't we going to meta for more of it?
Yay, Marcus, we had the same joke.
Yeah,
and puns. We covered each other up so no one can hear the bad joke.
Yay.
That is what we are most grateful for.
Midas style points. Alright, so what do you do? You have a deck in 3 floors. You've pretty much been through the first floor. I mean, you guys getting everyone together passenger-wise, and you're pretty sure you swept that floor well. The last floor is where everything is kept, all the crates and boxes and luggage. It's all down there. You spent 3 hours down there. You're pretty sure there was no one else down there, or you probably would have had bullets in your head by now. Leaves only the deck, which doesn't have a great deal of places to hide, and that second level.
Well, Beggles also had a pretty good idea of tracking them with the radio.
What? And, did I?
Yeah. It was one of your lucid moments. Have another drink. Oh, you should have a style point for thinking of an idea. Yeah, that's a thing we do.
Yep. Take your points. Alright, so.
Okay.
What's the plan?
I don't know what they're doing, but I'm getting the T-ray detector and starting to double check, taking it with me so that we can check. Yep. And also checking the metal I have with me for an immediate check.
That's simple enough. It basically works like a Geiger counter. There is no background T-radiation.
Is even on the metals I have that were embedded?
Even on the metals.
That's good. I'll keep it with me. I'll keep it with me anyway. Add it to my weight.
Use the radio to see if we can scan for any unusual beacon-like noise.
Okay. Is anyone particularly adept at using a radio?
What's Commander?
Let's see. Craft skill, electronics or mechanics, possibly a science skill. I'd take engineering. Failing that, you can just do a default skill at -2 off your intelligence. Actually, I take it back. Everyone will have Cheka training, so we'll count it as a 0-level skill. So you can roll it at flat intelligence.
Anyone?
Would something?
I'll take a roll.
Would something like bureaucracy work? Would that be something you'd do?
No, you would need to know how to use the equipment.
Ah, right.
Wait, are you saying as part of basic training, I can roll this at intelligence?
At intelligence, yes.
I'll go for it.
I'll go for it, definitely.
Who's got the larger pool? You can help each other out. It's a more efficient way of doing it.
So do I.
You both have 5, so either one of you can roll. The other, and whoever rolls can add a +2 as you bicker over how the right way to use the radio is.
You go ahead. You go ahead and roll.
Also,
it's a pool of 7, so 3 plus is your average.
Yep. Sorry, Richard, you were saying?
I was just saying, I'm also here and can help out. I would have sent stuff over the radio for reporting in from the front lines. Okay.
What is your intelligence?
It's only a 4.
It is good enough to give another +2. Wow. The average is still not enough to do it on its own, though.
Well, he's already rolled.
That's a 5. Is that enough?
A 5 is enough. Yes. So you're scanning around, and you're trying to pick up a beacon, you said?
That's what I think is going on, so yeah. Right.
Well, you're scanning around the channels. You seem to be far enough out to sea that you're not catching a lot in the way of radio traffic. You're getting some faint signals from Metapole, which you are probably closest to than anything else. However, there doesn't... On the normal bandwidths that you can check on, so going through the dial that's set, there doesn't seem to be anything else on it. No static, no beeping, nothing repeating.
And there's no open channel for the what we assume is a craft to talk to the people who are on the ship. Anything like that?
No. They use discrete radio, so it's all embedded instead of broadcasted. So the radios all transfer through a line instead of through radio waves, in other words, for their onboard systems. But other than that, no other radio traffic.
No, so, I meant between the what we presume is the craft behind following us.
Yeah, I got what you're saying. So no, there's nothing else on the channels other than what you would expect, some very weak channels.
On the frequencies we can detect with this radio into the setup at the moment.
Exactly, because it does have an upward and lower limit to what it can scan for. That glow is now visible without being up in the, we'll call it a crow's nest. It seems to be lazily, slowly coming off your starboard side. It's still kind of a formless blob of halo-like green light. You're seeing it mostly because of how dark it is. It's still at a distance. Still at a very far distance.
Does anyone know how to make the radio go other frequencies?
That would require science engineering or craft mechanics. And would require it. Those are specialty skills.
Anyone? Nope. Okay, then.
Well, Captain says that we do have an electrician. Can have maybe a look at it.
Been the name we've got at the moment.
Right.
Don't you have a radio engineer?
He died. Went over. Here's his hand or foot. But Eddie here.
If that's his foot, are you saying he can't give us a hand?
Minus points.
He got pushed over the side and swept out to sea.
What happened. Somehow we lost another checker agent. These things happen.
Eddie here is an electronics guy. He knows a little bit. And he takes a look at it and says, well, I can certainly modify it, but I got to know what you're looking for. I can lower or raise its listening frequencies, but I got to know what to do. Once
Wait
I modify it one way or the other, I can't...
Before we go messing around with this, is this radio the only radio we have that we can contact the land to get them to come out and rescue us?
Yes.
Because if it is, don't mess with it.
It is your only backup radio.
The voice of reason.
Where's the fun in there? Come on.
Take a chip, Richard.
Well, then, I mean, I can only think of flushing them out by abandoning ship, supposedly, because then they will have to come out to
on the second deck.
Or, yes, and that was the other thing. Those are the only two things I can think of. Huh. Or maybe... We got any deadly gases we can flood the entire floor with? Haven't have those, possibly, on the ship?
If we do... No? If we do an abandoned ship, is it possible to... stage it more like a drill for the passengers that aren't in the group? Basically,
that's a theory. You can give it a try.
Yeah, it's a theory that we can sort of stage it, that this is just a drill with the wink, wink, say no more, say no more. Of course it's just a drill.
Are you saying this in front of the... Are you having the ship captain privy to this conversation?
Not yet. Okay. Not yet. I'm proposing this to the other Cheka agents.
I don't see why we can't do it that way. Unless somebody has a horrible, horrible feeling about it.
Ooh, me, pick me. I have a horrible feeling about it.
Would you like to expound on that feeling somehow?
Yes. Once you do that, like the chances that we're going to talk to everybody and get them all on board with this, I think we could search the second deck quicker. And then, you know, if we don't actually evacuate, they're trying to still stabilize us and potentially save our lives. I mean, it's going to be difficult to stage that kind of thing. I think searching would probably be a better option right now. Because, you know.
Okay, then. Room by room search it is.
What we might be able to do that's a little bit quicker and gets to dangle Leon on a rope again, let's put him over the sides of the ship and get him to look through the windows on the second deck and see if he can look into the room and see if there's anyone there. You shouldn't be there.
See which room shoots him. Well, yeah, no, actually, because, I mean, if they spot him, they can move to another room without us being anywhere near.
But at least we'll have a place to start.
Well, no, because we'll have a place to know where they aren't anymore. So it'll just leave all of the rest of the ship. Also, they might
in the middle of the ship.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm okay with your dangling Leon over the side in case he gets eaten by a shark portion of your plan, but I just don't see what it gets.
I was imagining if they've got a light or something, we can go, oh, look, there's a light. Let's go check that out.
That could just be another room that's on fire.
Mm-hmm. Well, at this point, we could just more quickly move through the second deck and search through my room, as Alexander said. So let's do that then.
Yes, let's do that.
Everybody heft up your makeshift and weapons, etc.
I have my sword drawn and ready.
Yep, I got a pistol.
Alright, stairwell down into the second floor. There's actually three down. Do you all go down the same one, or do you go down different ladders?
Two each.
Are they far enough apart?
Yeah, they're basically fore, aft, and middle. So,
Can we shut them?
Yes, you can.
There's ways of doing that.
Yes, you can. Yep.
Alright, then we shut and lock two of them and go down one of them.
That way we can't escape either. Woo.
Yep. Fight to the death.
All right, who's going down first?
He's good at noticing things.
Warren charges down. Warren,
okay.
Give
down
me
I go.
A perception roll, which is an intelligence plus will pool.
I'll follow right behind
him. Or you can take the average.
I will follow right behind him as well.
Intelligence plus will, so two stats, you say.
Three people with impulsiveness.
Alright, okay.
I gotta go right after him.
Those of you who have the impulsive flaw that are throwing themselves into the thick of danger, go ahead and take yourself a chip.
No, woo-hoo! I still roll average.
Alright, three successes. Lucky for you, that is enough to realize that there are people in the corridor waiting for others to come down. You're right in their line of fire, so instead of being caught flat-footed as they have set up this ambush, you may roll your initiative. And everyone past you can do the same, but Richard, first one down, you're blocking the stairs, and you can only get down one at a time. Initiative is dexterity plus your intelligence. Roll 'em. Everyone who's going down, that is.
Wow, Jameis, that is bad.
And they happen to block this one place that we happen to be coming down. It'd pick any of the other stairwells.
Nick, go ahead and roll 5 dice for this.
Nick doesn't know how to roll dice.
Oh, yes. He's on. Nick, do you mind if someone just rolls for you? Is that all right?
Yes! I mean, it's the sacred roll. I mean,
look,
wait. No,
I mean,
it's
go to the journal tab.
Hey, Richard. Roll for me.
No. Go to the journal tab. Find the character star. Go under attributes and abilities. Click show in macro bar for the roll.
But you're so much better at rolling.
But I want to see you roll all the zeros all the time.
I know. This is
some of us are
if I could, if I could edit this so that it was just for you, so that you just had zeros, I would probably do that.
Oh, hey, just so you know, suck it. Suck it long, Trebek, and suck it hard.
Oh, dear.
Wow.
All right, let's see. Who got the best? Well, first of all, the one that matters right now is Richard. What did you roll?
I got a 4.
Okay, they got a 3. It's one guy that has stationed himself behind a bunch of crates. He's got one of your rifles out. He's basically was covering the stairwell. So you seem to have surprised him more than he has surprised you, as you are up on the initiative over him. So once again, you're coming down the stairway. You are blocking the stairway for anyone else to come down. It is your initiative. What do you wish to do?
Well, I guess I want to clear the stairwell, first of all, so that others can get down and say, hey, look out, there's a guy at the bottom here ready to shoot us all.
Moving is part of what you can do. So you can... take an action as well as move. So you clear the stair, and
I have Guardian as my thing, which adds defense to people who can... What did you say? So see and hear me? So,
yes,
yeah.
Within 10 feet. So, right. You are basically directing people to safe locations on this floor, and that is the action you are taking. Okay,
I've
so,
left.
Since you have cleared the stairs, who was next in line? Not in initiative, but next in line. Who rushed
down? I said I went down first after him.
Okay, so
and then
Leon, what is...
I said I went down right after him.
Leon, what is your initiative?
2, unfortunately, because I think the other guy goes first.
Okay, so, as you rush down, he is going to take a pot shot. Actually, since Fernand, you were the first down, and you're trying to direct everyone else down, he's going to take a pot shot at you. So, you roll your defense pool. You get both your passive and active, so you get its body plus dex is your defense pool. You roll that. Okay. Now he is rolling his pool plus the gun that he has. He only rolls a 1, so he misses. He takes a shot and he misses. So now, Leon, you are in the stairwell. What do you do? Once again, you block everyone behind you.
I'm going to charge the guy with my sword and try to... I mean, is he close enough that I can charge him and stab him this
round? Can move, and you can try and swipe at him, but he's kind of barricaded himself, as I said, behind some crates and by some debris, so he's going to get a little cover from it. But you can try and run over and try and cut what you see, which is head, shoulders, and hands, essentially.
Okay.
All right, so you roll your melee pool.
Any bonus for the sword or whatever?
Yes, a sword will give you... Sorry, let me look up the inventory. Hold music.
I cheer you on in the name of the Cheka and paperwork. Yay. Don't sexually harass someone.
A sword. What size of sword is this? It's like a cane sword. Regular size, like arming sword, a short sword? Is this a massive two-handed sword? What is it?
No, it's going to be like an arming sword. It's just a long sword.
Okay, so...
10 and a half sword is what I should say.
All right. Sword does lethal damage. It adds 3 to your pool. So add 3 dice to your pool.
Damn!
Now, since he's got a decent amount of cover, that's going to add dice to his pool in cover.
Unless you roll really badly, I don't think I'm going to succeed with my 3.
You succeed with your 3. So, you essentially wound him. You get a cut across his hand and arm. So you do, the difference is 1 point. So you do 1 point of damage. He is not that anemic. So that is not enough to kill him or stun him. So he's still in it. Who was next on the stairwell, regardless of initiative?
That would be me.
All right, what is your initiative?
My initiative is a 7.
A 7, okay. What do you do? You can come down the stairs and...
Wait, you rolled a 7?
No, my initiative's a 7.
No, you would roll that many dice. It's not a number. Okay, so how many successes did you get on those dice?
4.
Okay, good enough. So you come down the stairs and do what?
Okay, do I see the guy with the...
With your friend hovering near him with the sword, menacing him. He's still got his gun in hand. Seems to be pointing it dead center to your friend's chest now.
Okay, I'm going to give the heads up to the people above me and go gun and get out of the way.
Okay, dive for cover. And who was next in the stairwell?
Look, man, I know how to do paperwork.
I doubt Mortal Alexander were even going, so it'll probably be me.
Okay, so you guys are still upstairs. You heard gunfire. What do?
I come down with my pistol.
I turn to Mort and say, most distressing.
So Biggles, you're going down?
Yep.
Okay, so that's the scene. You have your friends Fernand and Caitlin have are taking cover behind some crates. Leon is swinging his sword at a man who's firmly entrenched behind a bunch of crates. He's got his rifle barrel right on Leon's chest.
Right. I do have a pistol.
Okay.
I am going to shoot more to distract him, to try and hit him, just to put him off.
Okay, so you're just going to distract him. You're not going to try to shoot into that mess with him and Leon.
No,
just fair enough.
Pew, pew, ah! Oh, watch that. What's that shot coming at me?
Give me a second. That is actually a maneuver. Pardon me for a moment. A trick.
Is it a Heimlich maneuver? Is it a Heimlich maneuver?
It is a trick. So,
Oh, that's good. No, my intelligence isn't that good. Hopefully it goes on charisma.
Okay, let's see. Let's do this off of...
I've got con.
Yeah, let's do con. Roll your con. He will defend with his intelligence.
It's a 7, my pool so far.
Okay, so he can't beat a... So you got a total of a what? You have to roll the pool in combat. You can't take average.
5.
2. Okay, so yes, you have...
Beat him by 3.
Successfully... So it's going to give him a penalty with a difference. So 3. So he's going to be dropping 3 dice on his pool until he can... control of himself. Okay, so yeah, you come down, you fire a gun, which is definitely distracting to him. Everyone. So did you run down when did you do that, or did you just stand on the stairs and start firing?
I probably just came down the stairs and was fired.
Okay, good.
It's more dramatic that way, and this way it puts me as a kick target.
With everyone down here now, who had the highest initiative roll?
4s, I
myself
think,
and Caitlin are tied for 4.
Yeah.
Okay. You both go. Who has?
Well, sorry, and the other two, they're just staying up there. I mean, we haven't heard from Josh in a while, and we don't know.
He's dead.
Yeah.
I'm still alive. However, my
no, you're not.
Yes, I am. I am hiding behind some crates. I assume.
Mort, give me a perception roll as you hide behind some crates.
Very well.
He hasn't come down, though. He's still on the same.
I'm making a point of not going anywhere near the danger and the loud noises. I might get hurt.
Actually, that would be very
saddening.
What is the pool for your perception, intelligence, and will?
My perception pool is 6.
Ah, you're fine. You don't need to roll. You're ducking behind some cover. You're trying to get out of the way. Corner of your eye, you catch this greenish glow on the horizon. You take a look over there. And now it's closer, and it seems to flicker in and out. So it's not consistent. It flickers like a lamp that's being covered and revealed and covered and revealed. But just as it's being revealed, you notice the outlines of a ship. Okay, now. Caitlin and Fernand downstairs, what are your actions? He's still got his gun. It looks like he's about to unload right into the chest of Leon.
Of Leon, I shout encouragement to him.
You rescind your defense bonus.
Yeah, I
that's
mean,
right,
I...
Leon. Cover the gun barrel with your chest.
Okay.
Yeah, this happens at the same time since you're on the same initiative. So, what do you both do?
Okay, I'm going to throw something. I don't know if there's like a loose board or something. I'm going to throw it in a direction well away. Try to get this guy to like turn his head or look away.
All right, so you're going to do a trick on him too.
Yep.
Okay. You grab a piece of debris and you kind of throw it in such a way that maybe you're going to have him flinch or duck or move out of the way or something.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Turn his head. Something. Yeah.
Okay. Give me a. Just give me an athletics roll.
Okay. Okay. So athletics. Well, I don't actually have athletics.
Unfortunate. So you're going to be rolling the base of strength with a minus strength with a minus two to the pool.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes, now I can.
Yep. You're going to be rolling strength at a minus two to the pool if you do not have athletics. Although I suppose if you have con, I'll take con instead.
Okay, I have con
skill. You have con skill? Okay,
I have
sure.
con skill.
Go ahead, you can roll that instead, then. You're basically like, look at me, I'm going to hit you in the face with this.
Okay.
Not really. Yeah, go ahead and roll that, that's fine.
Okay, that's better than...
Two, he's going to try and resist with his intelligence, but he's already distracted, so he's got minus dice to his pool. Even up, so unfortunately, he is not tricked by your piece of wood going sailing by. And Richard, probably because without the athletics, you're just such a bad aim, it comes nowhere near him. Richard, what is Fernand doing?
I will continue to give my defensive bonus to people by shouting out things. Hey, watch out, that gun, it shoots bullets, you should try and dodge out of the way.
Give me a perception roll as you are yelling out best cover and getting out of the line of fire.
I'm getting into the line of fire.
Intelligence and will. If your pool's greater than six, you don't need to roll.
It's six, exactly. So.
Perfect. There is someone else running down the corridor in your direction, rifle in hand.
Hey, look out for that person behind him. You'll have to kill more of them.
Okay. Anyone else have a three on an initiative? Right.
No, but Bert, you're gonna now need to explain if he tries to shoot me what reflective action works best.
That's just defense, which is your body and your dex combined as a pool.
I actually have the dodge advantage, which lets me use a dodge attempt as a reflective action.
Okay. So dodge.
And what exactly is dodge? I don't have the rulebook.
Dodge, look it up. Dex plus body.
No, it's not. Considering it's based off athletics, it better be based
dodge.
Off athletics.
Instead of making an attack, your character attempts to dodge all ranged attacks made against him during the turn. When a ranged attack is made against him, substitute your athletics rating for your active defense and your defense roll. So basically, if your athletics is better than your dex...
Yes.
It should be, because it's a combination. It throws more dice in your pool. But it does, but it says you can use it reflexively, so it doesn't take up your action.
Yes, that is the, I bought the dodge talent, which lets me use it reflexively.
Then you get your athletics pool plus body added in to dodge this.
That's the pool? Holy crud.
Yep.
That's 10 dice.
It's just the skill, right?
It's just
the skill level that you've got. It's not dex
your
plus
athletics plus. Rating. Oh, wait, never mind. Your athletics rating,
okay,
not
so that's,
pool.
So that's so, a seven because my body's a three.
Okay. Yep, go ahead and roll that as he rolls to shoot you. Since he are
don't
right
forget
on
his negative dice because he's distracted.
Yes, but he's also got bonus dice because you're right there. I mean,
you've also got bonus dice because of me and my, hey, B.
Yes, that's true.
Oh, yeah.
How many,
You get two more dice, I believe, for his.
I think that's what we said.
Yeah, roll two more dice. Yeah.
Six.
All right, so you have a total of a six, which he can't possibly get. So he misses.
Woo!
Okay. And his friend on the same initiative is basically running down the corner, see what's going on. He is slow on the uptake, so he's not shooting anything this round, but now there are two of them. One's behind cover, one's in the middle of the hallway, taking aim at whatever. He doesn't know what's going on just yet. Next in line. Who else is down here? That will be Mr.
Leon.
Standing in...
Leon's next.
No, Leon's action was to give everyone...
No.
That's Fernand's action. Yeah, sorry. Leon, use your sword.
Can I move so that... Can I move around the cover and stab him at the same time?
You really can't, because he has nested himself in here.
Okay, then I will stabby. Let's see, what did I roll last time? Move. Eight dice?
Go. He has not taken an action yet to be undistracted, so he's still dying dice. Yeah, he can't beat that, but he does get a 1. 4 is enough that it's double what he's got left in stun, so you cut him, and you see the light go out in his eyes. Biggles, standing in the stairway.
Do I see the guy coming down the corridor?
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
Aim and shoot. I don't know if there's an aim, but basically I'm not moving off the stairs because it's more fun if I'm here as a big target.
There is an aim, but it takes an action to aim, and you get a bonus on the next round.
I'll take a stance and shoot.
Okay.
What's firearms going? The dicks.
Yep. And you have a handgun?
Yep.
Okay, handgun will give you... It will add you 2 more to your pool. The light revolver. He's got no cover, but he's not distracted.
Can I spend style points to re-roll anything? Because that kind of sucks.
You can only do style points to add extra dice to roll.
Wow, that really blows. Can I add style points after he's made a roll?
No. You have to do it before the next person rolls. So you can do it after you roll, but you can't do it once someone else has rolled dice.
Okay. I've got tons. I'm going to spend 2 style points because what the hell?
Sure. Roll 2 more dice. Hey, 4.
4? That's been the one I had before, so yeah, go with that.
And he gets a measly 1. All right, so.
I shoot him for 3. 3, I shoot you.
Okay, let me see what happens. I think he.
Wound him at least.
Oh, you definitely wound him, but he might go unconscious from that.
Well, that's fine. I don't care. Out of the fight is the main point. Unlike some people, I'm not trying to kill everyone. Unlike the Germans, I'm not trying to kill everyone.
Hey, they're probably 3-armed people, so I want to kill them.
You can't intimidate them, then.
You have no idea who these people are. They have just mysteriously appeared on the ship. For all we know, they could be other Checker agents trying to come back in.
Is it their own fault?
We've got no idea right now.
They should have stabbed us harder.
Yep.
No.
If I had it done, we might have recognized the technique they were using.
Apparently, Josh is going away.
I'm going to have to go because I have an event tomorrow and it is 3:30 in the morning.
Well, thanks for
so some sleep would be good.
Yes, you will just sit there and stare and point at the green glowing ghost ship that's coming up on your starboard side. Yes.
Can we use his unmoving body as a shield?
Yes. Thanks for running, Bert. It has been very fun. If someone wants to pick up the recording, I would appreciate it so that we have a full backup. Goodbye!
Yep. Have a good night.
Good night!
So,
user in your channel stopped recording.
Stunned, meaning he loses his action on his next turn,
user
but he can,
disconnected from your channel.
He can still defend. He just can't attack back. So that is what happens when you do more damage than their stun is equal to. There we go. So who was up next? Biggles, you've just shot these guys upstairs. Mr. HR guy.
Yes.
More gunplay going on downstairs. More shots ringing out. Mr. Mort is staring and pointing in a shaky kind of way off starboard side.
Well, this is disturbing news. Does anyone know anything about ghost ships? I shout down.
As you say that, the T-ray detector that was brought on board is suddenly going wild on the deck. Tick, no. Tick, 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 tick.
Could you guys stop playing around down there? We have important things to do up here.
Well, crap.
All right, back downstairs again for the next round. The two that had fours, which is Fernand and Caitlin. What are you doing? You've got one up that seems to have gotten a shot and is recoiling a bit. And the other one seems to be bleeding out slowly all over the crates.
Okay, I'm I'm going to try to throw another piece of debris and try to hit the one that's up and recoiling.
You're going to try and hit him this time?
Yeah.
All right. Unfortunately, that definitely is an athletics roll. Actually, it might fall under melee. Just make sure. Throwing stuff.
Well, okay, I'm going to try to throw something near him. To try to distract him again.
Okay. You want to try and distract him again. You can do con for distraction.
Okay.
Yes, throwing is in fact athletics, so... you're not trying to hit him and just trying to distract him, go ahead and roll con. You can still defend that full.
Okay. Well, that's a little better.
Ah, he is not
and good. Not good enough.
He knows it's you're a poor, poor shot and makes no mind to you. Richard, what is Fernand doing?
Well, I mean, there's only one other guy that we can see at the moment, right?
Yes.
I guess I'll take a shot at him this time, seeing as nobody else is doing any. I mean, there's only one of them, and we don't really.
Did you grab a pistol or a rifle?
So I had a pistol, so I have.
Two more to your pool.
Yeah. That is that number of dice in total. So I will roll the number that I have pressed and see what I get. Only a two. Not a very good thing.
Ah, yes, he is able to take cover behind some bit of bulkhead.
I thought he was stunned.
He can still defend when you're stunned. You just can't take action.
Oh, okay. Yep.
Yeah, reflexive actions can still be done, which is what a defense
roll is.
Right,
but I thought dodge was an action.
No, he's reflexively dodging, or excuse me, he is defending against your attack. You always get to roll your defense. Now, dodge means you take the action to do so. So no,
and you get some sort of bonus to it. All right, yeah. Okay. Alright, well then...
His turn, basically tries to get his gun back under control as he fumbled it, so that is his action since he can't really take one. His buddy continues to spray arterial blood all over Mr. Leon, whose turn it is now. Mr. Leon, whose turn it is now.
I'm going to use the cover and check to see if the guy, I get kind of down behind the cover since the other guy collapsed, and check to see if it's both, because obviously we need people alive to question them.
Ha! Yes! You take further cover, and while you check for a pulse, you notice that the second smile that you carved around his neck probably tells you alone that he no longer is of the living. But you take cover. Mr. Biggles on the stair step.
Yeah, I will come down this time. So, it was like doing the casual walk down and firing in.
Shoot at him.
Yep, that was four.
So still take some actions. So actually, you do hit him, but it seems like it's just a graze. Graze. HR guy upstairs. There's a lot of gunplay down there. You're pretty sure that was not authorized on this training mission.
Yeah, well, you know, I go ahead and take down notes because I don't quite remember if I know how to shoot a gun yet. So
right.
Just sit here and take notes about
the action. It's all checker ammunition being used.
I know. Yes. All check ammunition. They damaged a vessel without filling out the appropriate forms in triplicate.
Okay, so the rest of the crew that's up up top with you are now looking and pointing, and everyone's yelling to look at this ghostly vessel that is now full on view. It seems to wink in and out of existence. So when it comes in, it's got this green glowing mist around it, and then it's gone when you blink your eyes, and back, and then gone, and then back. It is a fairly modern looking ship. You can just make out that there are people, there's crew aboard that seem to be running from some things. One of the crew members on board seems to be half in and half out of the deck and is screaming as something is chewing on his face. You notice this as the ship starts to slowly pass by.
I wonder.
Oh, yes.
Hey, can y'all make them surrender? We have a full-on ghost ship incident up here. Like, I need help.
Yep. You're,
don't worry, I've seen this before. I know how to take care of it.
Your T-ray meter is going crazy on board where it's been laying on the ground upstairs as the ghost vessel passes by. Meanwhile, downstairs, new round, Mr. Fernand and Caitlin. We'll start with Caitlin this time, maybe? What are you doing? Still one guy, armed. Looks like he's gotten his gun cleared.
Okay, still one guy. Then I am going to... I'm going to actually... Where is he pointing the gun at?
Just in your general direction? Yeah.
In general direction, I'm going to take cover.
All right, taking cover, diving for cover. Okay, good enough. And what is Mr. Fernand doing?
This is only the second guy, right?
Yes.
So as far as we know, there are two other people. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to rush right past him to see who else we can find in there. Because why not? Who wouldn't do that?
Full move action as you run down the corridor and pass through him. By him, I should say. You actually have a move score, which is strength plus dex or athletics if you have it, whichever is higher. So which of those pools is a higher pool?
Oh, right, okay. So strength plus dex or
your athletics pool. Athletics. Yeah.
Well, that's just which of your things is higher.
Yes, which pool is higher. Basically, you can innately just know how to run, which is your strength index, or you can be trained to actually run correctly, which is athletics.
Well, that's just, is your athletics better than your dex? Yeah.
Because you're either trained or not trained.
Yeah, that's just... Okay, well, four.
Okay. Yeah. So you whiz by, running down the corridor, seeing what you can see. You, of course, are leaving behind your... You're no longer offering your protection to the people that are now more than 10 away. There you go. Which leaves us with Leon, who is hiding behind... Not hiding. Taking cover behind nearby crates.
So what did he do?
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. Let's see. He's going to take a shot at the guy running by him. So roll your defense there, Richard. You get your full defense, which is your body and dex as a pool. I assume that you're running erratically since you know there's a guy with a gun here. One. Two.
Well.
All right. Go ahead. What are you going
to
say?
Yeah, I was going to say you didn't give me the opportunity to spend any of the many star dice I have accumulated.
I should have done that. You're right. If you want to, go ahead.
Yeah. But, I mean, there's no reason not to do one at a time.
Yeah. Go for it.
Yeah.
Two's good enough, which just means like you get grazed by a bullet, but doesn't do you any harm.
Oh my god! I'm gonna have to dip alcohol in my...
Wham! But he does have to turn around to shoot you, leaving his back exposed to Mr. Leon!
Charge!
Alright, crash into him. Since he's having to track two people, I will give you a little bonus on this. Actually, I will detract from his defense is what I'll do. That's a lot of dice you got there. Only a 3. Let's see. So, yeah, you carve into him, but this man is made of a bit sturdier stuff than the last. It's not quite enough to take him down. This.
Damn, he took a lot of damage.
Yep. Mr. Biggles on the stairway.
Since Leon's now engaged with him, I'll run down and past and go after Warren.
Sure. What is your athletics pool or strength index pool? Just to see who can outpace
you. My move
who.
Is 5.
5, okay, so you can definitely catch up to Mr. Fernandin as both of you run down. The corridor above, Mr. HR guy. You're watching this ghostly vessel sail by. As now you can get a full view of the crew, who are definitely being chased by some kind of floating beasties that are haloed in green as it flickers in and out of existence. You definitely see some crew members that are seem to be melted halfway into solid objects. The exposed portions of their body still waving around, screaming in agony.
Do I recognize any uniforms that they're wearing, or...
Give me a perception roll.
I wonder...
Intelligence plus will, so your pool will be 6.
All
right. So let me roll him 6 dice there. Be a pal. 2! You note a particular emblem on the uniform that you can file away for future checking, but it does not come up... to mind what that emblem is.
Okay, I will draw it on my ubiquitous notepad and go. And I'll just be drawing beasties and going, well, that seems most irregular. Most irregular. Hey guys, if you could get them to surrender, that would be amazing right now.
Fernand and Biggles, since you're both running down the corridor, what you see is one guy is using some kind of cutting torch to cut open the side wall, while the other one seems to be inflating a raft. They have some strange mechanical clicking, clacking box at their feet that is sparking energy. What do you do?
Ha! I fuck you up by shooting the raft!
Wow.
Shoot the raft up the box.
What is your pool for shooting?
It's in raft.
Oh, it's an inflatable raft. They're not going anywhere if it's got holes in it.
Yeah. What is your pool for shooting?
For shooting, I've got plus the damage from plus the gun or not.
Yeah, because it's accuracy.
So that's 6.
No problem. You can take average of 3 to hit an unmoving large object like a raft.
Take that raft.
Puncture it. And you see their expressions deflate, much like the raft is deflating. Mr. Biggles, what do you do?
For that pun.
Now, remember, my initiative is 0, so they might get to go before me.
Nope. They're too involved in what they're doing. They're hoping their buddies were holding everyone off. As one is using a cutting torch, he can't hold a gun. The other guy was inflating the boat, so he also can't hold a gun. What do you do?
My logic, such as it is remembering back when we were in the restaurant, the only reason it could affect us because there was some machine making them be able to affect us. So I reckon that's the machine, like in the restaurant. So if I shoot the machine and destroy it, the ghost ship won't be able to touch us anymore. So I shoot the machine.
Okay. Smaller target. So go ahead and what is your pool, first of all?
9.
Oh, never mind. You can shoot a smaller target just fine with that kind of pool. it stops making sparks as it goes up in sparks and flame. And they look very, very sad at this. Meanwhile. Back to the action. We still have a wounded person facing off with Mr. Leon. And Leon, he's going to try and butt-stroke you with his rifle, as you're now close enough for him to do that. Roll your defense.
Would dodge work here?
If you want to take an act, oh, that's right. You can do it as a reflex. Yes, so go ahead. You can do that.
I think I dodged.
Ah, he butt-strokes the air many, many, many feet away from your face.
Actually, I duck down and I go for a stab.
That's what you do, then. Go ahead and give me your stab. Oh, that's going to hurt. Oh, that hurts a lot. Yeah, you got the guy. Yeah, he's not dead yet, but he's dying. He's at negatives. Yeah.
Did he pass out?
Yeah, he passes out.
Then I'm going to try and keep him alive. After
he
the next
sees
round.
What intestines look like on the outside of the body and is not pleased. Right, if you're going to try and keep him alive, that's a thing.
That's a medicine roll, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do we want me to roll now or save it for later?
Oh, no, no. We'll save it because that's another action is if you're going to try and keep him alive. Caitlin, what are you doing?
I'm still just taking cover. I'm useless right here, so.
Okay, yeah. Taking cover from bullets going around is probably a good thing. Mr. HR Man, you're continuing to make your drawings as the ghost vessel passes by. It seems to pay you no mind passing feet away from your own vessel.
Given it's been, you know, maybe a few years since I've played this game, T-Rays.
Yes.
Do we have anything to cancel T-Rays?
Well, you know, if you're infected, putting yourself in one of the cages can ground it all out. And by the way, the little T-Ray detector is clack, clack, clacking away. You figure boat's probably infected now.
Yeah, they were all going to die anyway, so that's not really important to me. I was just going to see if I could save a crewman, but
I think he's talking about our boat, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
In other words, that abandoned ship command's going to probably become real.
Oh, no. No, not for these people.
Yeah. All right. Well, we have two active bad guys left. So let's just let's go ahead and take up with what's going in there. Fernand, you're moving a bit faster than everyone else, so you take your action first. As Mr. Biggles is making loud, loud noises.
You should surrender to us now. You've got no way off this boat. Also, we won't kill you.
All right.
I don't know what kind of role it'll be. I guess that's
fair enough. That's pretty much what I was going to say. So.
Yeah, you know what? With two armed guys there, and they have no gun, and they're caught in the middle of doing something where getting a hold of the gun will probably get them killed. Sure enough, the guy with the cutter turns off the torch and puts his hands up, and the other one backs away from the deflating raft.
Good for you.
We high-five each other and
shoot them anyway. No. In proper Cheka fashion.
I give them a high-five with the bullets from my gun to their face. That is the Cheka way of a high-five.
All right. They're alive. So you apparently have two live prisoners. Apparently, go ahead. Oh, maybe three. Maybe. Do you have a medical skill?
Oh, yes, I have medicine at all 2, right. But I have an intelligence of 5.
Not bad.
Go ahead and give me a roll.
Is 2 fun. Enough, or do I need to do some style back?
Okay, no, 2 enough. 2, well, 2's enough to keep him from bleeding out. He's not going to be dancing a jig anytime soon, but it'll keep him from bleeding out, yes.
It's Cheka. He's probably not going to make it out. He's probably not going to dance a jig once we're done interrogating him anyway.
All right, so we'll come out of combat, and what's going to go on now, guys? Two prisoners, highly conscious, one not so conscious, but living. And Ghost Ship, passing by now.
Is my T-Ray detector going off underneath?
It's going off like crazy. Now that the gunshots have stopped, you can hear it ticking away upstairs.
Based off what little I saw, I asked for a different. I looked towards a Warren or a Warren, not Warren, towards Ronald or the other guy who passed out earlier and left it for different objects. I can hopefully use alchemy to make some type of Faraday cage or something to protect us from the T-Rays.
Yes, all Cheka employees know about the dangers of T-Rays and how to fashion Faraday cages when necessary. You can go through the ship store to find some copper or other metal wiring to fashion degaussing.
Can you turn the ship's hull into a Faraday cage?
I was going to say the problem being is that while you can degauss the people and things, it seems the ship itself has been contaminated. Degaussing the whole ship? Gonna need more power than you got. Unless the Boilermakers have done their job.
Have the Boilermakers done their job?
They have done their job as they got 4 successes. So you got power. You got power. Awesome. And you want to turn, you want to electrify the hull to degauss the whole ship?
Yes.
You've got.
As long as there's a class at the same time, sure.
Yeah. You've got any kind of engineering or craft mechanical?
You're not going to let me get away with alchemy?
No.
Engineer guy.
Hey, we got the electrical engineer.
Okay. sure. If you let him know what you're trying to accomplish, we'll give him a little bonus on that.
Sure.
Anyway, I can assist, because I believe T-Ray fall under alchemy. I can tell you more.
Well, have the ghost stop attacking the crew. Have the crew stop.
All right. Wait. Back up. Sorry. What were you saying about the crew?
Have the ghost stop attacking the crew?
On the ghost ship that's going by? No. The crew is still in the middle of being slaughtered. Guys are nothing's happening on your ship. It's the ghost ship that's all happening on.
Oh, right. I thought it was happening on our ship. Right.
Oh no. It's going on board the ghost ship.
Oh, I don't care about that. All
right. Yeah. Got a success with what you're telling, you know, he doesn't understand why you want this done, but with you pointing out what is necessary. Sure.
Marcus, because he's the most likely one, can he spend style points to help boost?
He could in this case, but he got a success, so you don't have to. It's just going to take him a little bit longer.
Oh, okay.
But, he is able to do what you need him to do.
Right. Okay.
All right. So,
unless you want to up speed it up, I don't know.
We've got power back to the ship. We got no rudder, so you can't really. You still have no bridge control. You can limp along.
We've got a radio.
Yeah, you got a radio. Call for help. And
yes.
Okay, so you do call for help. Eventually, you are able to reach someone very faintly, and Metapol is able to send out their naval forces to come and effect a rescue. The boat is pulled into harbor after making sure that all T-Ray contamination has been eliminated. Your prisoners are taken into custody. I assume you let them know that you have prisoners.
Yeah.
We're all coming back from a mission. Of course we have prisoners. We're the checker.
HR Director, how did the field team do? What is your official report?
How many people did we take prisoner?
Three.
Out of?
Four.
Then you got a 75%.
Hard but fair. You all go under debriefing to find out. Essentially, this goes down as an encounter. Anytime there's an encounter with T-Ray infestation, there's always a waiting period just to make sure that the degaussing works. So everybody on board is basically staying in a specialized hospital for this for about a week, as are you. And you go through a debriefing. What do you tell them that happened? What is the story as far as you can tell?
Do they have alcohol in this place?
Of course they do. It's the Jenga.
Medicinal alcohol.
They've got vending machines.
Did the prisoners have any identifying marks on them when we were bringing them up, tying them up, checking them for hidden weapons or anything like that?
Nope. No identifiable marks. You will get out of them if you wish to interrogate them before your rescue party comes. Is that they were hired to get aboard this ship. They stowed away. They were told that if they turned on this machine, that when they reached Metapol, they would be compensated quite richly.
So what went wrong?
How did they even get aboard?
Oh, well, stowing aboard is actually not that difficult. They explained to you exactly the loading and unloading method that they use to get all the stuff into the storage container. And basically, they got on board by being storage. They nailed themselves, or they had themselves boarded up in a box and got loaded aboard. Obviously, someone on the dock got paid off to look the other way while this happened.
Wow.
But that's how they got aboard.
I mean, geez.
That's pretty easy. I mean, almost every security system will have several different significant weaknesses in it. I turn to page 114 and read more.
There we go. So,
pretty much.
What happened from your guys' perspective? This is during the debrief. What
what did you find out? What can you tell us? Why was the ship crippled?
Can we not just say blah?
Of course you can, but if you have any speculation, feel free to speculate as players.
So my speculation is that the device, what I shot, was some kind of beacon or something which attracted the ship to us. It attracted whatever fell to us.
Well, the interesting thing to me is the thing that, you know, the light, the starlight, and we can do a rough calculation given that we would find our coordinates. We can do a rough calculation of the forces that were involved to cause the damage to the ship and the massive propulsion, given we would have exact coordinates, et cetera, et cetera. So we would know something about, like, the magnitude of force that we ran into.
Also, question. I got some of the metal pieces on the way back. Could I have used some alchemy to test them? Standard metal or anything like special?
They will have taken that off of you unless you're trying to hide evidence.
No, I meant on the way back, as in while we were on the ship.
You don't have the tools necessary to do that on board the ship. It's not like they have a lab for that sort of thing.
Yeah, all right. That's fair.
Oh, well. Yeah. I make sure to turn that in and say that was whatever caused the explosion. If it's some type of special metal, it may have been that it was some type of weapon that
Are they dropping satellites on us now?
Yeah.
Is that what's going on there?
That's my first thought, is that either it was a cruise missile of some sort, or a cruise cannonball, or...
Okay.
Can we check with the people? When did you turn this on? When did you turn the beacon on, and how soon after the beacon did we get bombed?
Yes, all of that will come out, but this just before you're given further information, they're debriefing you first, so... before you're given further information to fill things in, they want to know what you saw and what you thought. Sharon, you've got something?
Yeah, I'm going to tell them that the prisoners gave us the thing that clued us in right now is that the prisoners gave us a false address. Tell them what that false address is, and maybe recommend that somebody go and check out that building, because they gave us a false address, essentially.
Okay.
It does exist, but not where they say it exists.
Sure. And that's what you tell during the debrief. Anyone else have something they want to mention or any speculation?
Well,
make sure to test the metal, see if that gives any hints, check the powders.
Of course, all that will be done. All that will be done. They just want your report from what you saw and what
you
think.
Right, that's what he's reporting. He's saying, hey, do this thing.
Yes.
Yeah. I will go over basically what I think should be the next course of investigation. Initial speculation is often erroneous, that it is likely that a force, something of some great either speed or mass, crashed into the vessel, thus causing the massive speed increase, and et cetera, et cetera. This thing was attracted to the beacon. Whether or not it was attracted to the beacon intentionally, it would be an interesting thing, given that the ghost ship seemed to be the thing that the beacon either... There are two possible options, I believe. Number one, the satellite missile, et cetera, et cetera, whatever it was meant to be attracted by the beacon, or number two, it was the ghost ship that was meant to be attracted to the beacon. I believe one or the other is a odd coincidence and tells us something about the nature of the threat and the foe that we are facing. Also, here I will share with the crew, my fellow people, the pictures of the demons, or the extraterrestrial entities, and the emblem, and see if any of them recognize it.
Very good. The creatures you have been briefed about, they do appear at sites of T-Ray infestation. Generally, only if you are also infested can you see them.
Does it look like the creatures we saw in the restaurant that time?
Yes. Yes, they do. Okay.
Brains in a jar with tentacles.
Yes. Right. Anyone else have anything to add that they want to put into their report?
Well, real quick, what was the symbol? Does anybody in our group recognize the symbol, the uniform?
No one here would recognize it, but I'll give it to you at the end when they give you the information back from all your samples, and
It sounds like there's something we should be saying here, but I don't think any of us know what it is you're
asking. No.
I don't think we actually did get hit. I don't think the boat got hit, did it?
I think it did.
It got very close. I mean, it came down fine. You try and pinpoint target an explosion on the back of the ship when you've got a moving ship. And
right, I think it might have got some shrapnel from the explosion in the back, but I think that's it.
We got shrapnel. We did not get directly hit. I saw the back of the boat. I saw the pattern. It was shrapnel, sir.
Okay. And here's what you get back. You give after your debrief, a few days later, you're all given a report. You're all given commendations on your jackets, basically to say you've uncovered useful information to the Cheka and for the defense of Metapol and the world at large. Here is the facts. By looking at the damage done to the ship and the reports of the impact, they think that roughly the force of the explosion was 7.2 tons of equivalent of dynamite. The shrapnel and the dust were all tungsten. And did report some meteorological oddities from weather tracking information that was picked up around this time. The system that you shot and blew up, they would in the future, they do ask that you try to get such things in one piece if at all possible. But after it was reverse engineered, it creates an extremely low frequency broadcast. Something that is generally not picked up on most of our radio gear. And as far as the ghost ship, they are not sure what to chalk that up to. It is something that is often seen in the harbor of Metapol. Do you guys actually remember the ghost ship?
Oh, Nim. Isn't that the Nim?
Yep. yes, it is the ghost ship. It is much farther into the ocean than is usually reported. It's usually within sight of Metapol Harbor now and then. Why it was that far out, there's never been sightings that far out before.
Okay.
Yeah, you guys wanted to go attack it.
Did they turn the beacon on before the stuff got dropped on or after?
Ah, yes, in the questioning. Yes, they turned the beacon on roughly 10 minutes before the ship was struck. Let me rephrase that. The machine was turned on. They went back to the stateroom. They don't know how the machine works, so they don't know if when they turned it on is when the signal started, or if it had a timer or anything else. But they had enough time to be in the storage room, turn it on, and get back up to the floor where all of the ship's passengers were. 10 minutes later, big explosion.
Didn't they say that the point of their mission was to get to Metapol and then turn that thing on?
No. They were supposed to turn it on at sea in the boat, not at Metapol.
Okay, I missed something there because I thought they said to turn it on and you will be retrieved.
And why it was turned on at this specific time was simply because that's when they had the opportunity to get down to the hold without that many people watching. So as if you remember, the opening scene was everyone was relaxing in the bar and drinking. The whole crew was generally more lax because they were within days of coming to harbor. So that was their opportunity. And so that's when they were able to sneak down, turn on the machine. Their instructions were just to turn it on at sea. Not any particular point, just at sea.
You're working for the wrong people. Check out.
So that
we
is
intentionally kill you.
So that is the report. They're not quite sure what to make of everything, but that's upon looking at the evidence, meteorological effects at the time. Some of the passengers also, well, the one lone guy that was there mentioned seeing a meteorite or a star streaking out of the sky right before the impact. That's all taken into account.
Well, it's more than likely that this was the test. This is a field test of a system, of a cruise missile system, of a very crude sort. Oh, well.
They've already got atom bombs. They don't need...
They've already got directed atom bombs, too. Because
yeah, they don't need this additional system.
Sitting off the fire atom
bombs. They have... No, they have T-ray bombs. They do not have atomic bombs yet.
Well, same thing, essentially.
Well, except the T-ray bombs don't devastate the countryside as much. They don't leave behind... they don't really leave behind radiation.
Right, but from different types. But from the in the world, it doesn't really matter. They've got the most powerful weapon they could possibly have. They don't need this extra one.
Well, so, I mean,
so is it the same people testing? Or we got a second set of people testing? Was it our group testing it out to see how it worked? I mean,
that is the question.
Yeah.
And so we will close the session there.
The good news about something like tungsten is that it's a very rare metal and that you can test. Like, there are slight, I don't know. You can run in the real world, you can run tests on things to find out where they came from. Whether or not that will work in Metapolian world.
Given the tech is both forward and behind. Who knows?
Yeah, it's a question up to, like... It you could find out from the metals themselves from whence it came, but I don't know if we could do that or if. Yeah.
Well, it is certainly something that the Metapole scientist and investigation arm will be dedicating themselves to with our plush new recruits.
Technology might not be quite advanced enough to do that right now, but well, they're getting there.
Might not be. Who knows?
But they're getting there.
Anyways.
All right. Say goodbye to the recording, guys. Hang around for just a little bit afterwards.
Goodbye, recording.
Bye.
Music in this podcast was created by Kevin MacLeod. More great music can be found at his website at incompetech.com. If you enjoy the show, we would love to hear from you. You can find links to our public forums, the software that we use, and other information at our homepage at bluemagic.com. That's BLUMAGIK. Reviews on iTunes, recommends at rpgpodcasts.com, and email to steamsteelmurder@gmail.com are also appreciated. Thank you for listening.